Keep quiet, okay? Shut up.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. You don't call my damn house at 11 o'clock at night.
You're the asshole.
No.
Fuck off.
Don't you disrespect me. I will report this.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
We are the judgment-free zone, and we make sure that everyone can feel comfortable and then kind of not have that hassle of all the different lunks in the gym. And
what is a lunk?
Meatheads, you know, bodybuilders. We call them lunkheads, jerks.
That's some pretty inflammatory language.
That's how we feel about these people. They're just not welcome.
So, no judgment, except you get to judge.
That's right.
Okay, so what exactly does this non-judgmental gym judge as too much grunting?
What about this?
Still no.
Really? I can't even breathe? Mm-hmm. I can't...
That is our lunk alarm.
What is it?
That is our lunk alarm. So what that does is it goes off anytime someone drops weights or grunts.
You're right, that's a lot less annoying than grunting.
And it's not just grunting that Planet Fitness has understandably outlawed.
Science says no do-rags allowed.
No do-rags?
No do-rags.
You gotta have a do-rag.
I know. I thought they would just stop boot tactics.
You must no longer wear do-rags. Ever.
At least the gym doesn't totally dehumanize those they see as different.
There's a lot of places for lunks to go. They have a lot of places, you know? All the animals can be in one cage, and then we have Planet Fitness, where all the people can go.
You know who else said that?
Hitler.
What? No. No. I was going to say Thomas Jefferson.
I know how other people feel now when they've been, discriminated against.
Do you ever wish you weren't born this way?
I wasn't born this way. I've been working out for years. That's how I got this way.
You heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average antisocial.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, it's
howdy do there, everybody. Madhouse Radio. Yeah. Kicking off 24 hours of prank calls tonight, live on the air. All right, let's do it. Call number one will be to 4 new 6 panel pine interior doors. That's exactly who we're calling. Yay!
Hello?
Hey, what do you say there? You got 4 new 6 panel pine interior doors.
Oh, yeah.
What, you sold
we
them?
Have 4.
Bitch, you sold them, damn it. Oh, you got 4?
It's that we have 3 32 inch and 1 36 inch.
Help.
Hello?
Help. Yeah, help. I understand. They're already stained.
Yes, and it's like a cherry or mahogany color.
A cherry stain?
I call it mahogany, and it's a dark color.
Mm-hmm. One time I had some mahogany, and I fucked this girl, She was a virgin, and she left a cherry stain.
Who am I speaking with?
Billy.
Well, I don't appreciate your talk, so you can find somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were like a friend. I was just joking around. I'm sorry. That's how I joke around sometimes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what about the loft bed, the student loft bed?
Just don't worry about it. You all have
Please.
A good night.
No, what do you mean, you all? It's just me. I'm by myself right now tonight. Oh, man. All right. That was just a start. For so many calls tonight in our 24-hour prankathon.
Call forwarded.
Is she gonna answer this time now? Motherfucker. What kind of shit is that about? Alright, so yeah, I'm the host, Carlito, and this is Madhouse Radio. What you just heard was an example of the shenanigans that I do on this show. I should say we do on this show because I get a lot of help. You're listening to what I consider to be the best podcast of its kind in the world. Definitely the best prank call podcast in the world. In my opinion. Motherfucker, don't come after me with your numbers and stuff. Milkman was going to join. I talked to him before the show started. He's not on Skype yet. I think maybe he might be having internet trouble. I'll give him another 15 or 20, and then I'll call him on the phone and yell at him. How's that sound? Yeah? Yeah. My website, be sure to hit that up. That's madhouselive.com. You can subscribe to this show there in podcast form. It gets delivered to you on a weekly basis. I've got it down to weekly now. So be sure to... go to madhouselive.com. That's the site. I've got all my pranks there, and I got shows going back to 2005. That's how long ago I started this show. Whoa, big fucking deal. Also, be sure to head over to prankcallnation.com. Prankcallnation.com is a network that me and some of my friends started. Going on almost a year now. I think in March it'll be... Shit, when did we start PCN, guys? I gotta look at the dates. Was that March? April? No. It was after April or May. May or June. But almost a year now that we started this. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of success, I believe, here. And we got a pretty good community going on. Prankcallnation.com is the site there. Be sure to join the chat room if you're not already in there right now. And also be sure to subscribe to the podcast there. There's a... Prank Call Nation specific podcast. There's one you can subscribe to, the main one, which features all of the shows that are on the network, and that includes just every day, pretty much. Just about every day we have a show. Multiple shows, really, at this point, a day. And so much more. Also, a big what's up to Ted Webb, who I see in the chat room, speaking of the chat room. And he provides us with Blue Planet Prank Radio. Thank you to everyone who's listening to us over there at Blue Planet Prank Radio, which I believe if you want just like prank, if you don't want to hear shows, if you just want to hear straight up prank calls thrown at you like you're listening to a Jerky Boys album back in the day, tune in to Blue Planet Prank Radio on Shoutcast. Go to his site. Unless you are already, we've got a lot of people on there right now. But if you're ever in the mood for that, Blue Planet Prank Radio is where you go. Ted Webb is in the chat room now. He can hook you up with all the links that you need and all the so forths and so ons. Yeah, he's got the tune in all hooked up and all that. Okay? Okay. All right, so let's continue with the prank calls, I guess, now that I'm done with the beginning plugs. Moving right along. Still no Milkman. Just check for him there. Someone has a 55-gallon fish tank for $35. He says it's price to sell. I'll make the determination of that. His name is Dave. He's got coral, wet dry filter system, decorations, a whole bunch of stuff for sale, as well as a fish tank. I wonder if he'll hook me up with a deal for everything. He says leave a message and phone number clearly on the machine. No caller ID. He has no caller ID. Oh, you dumb bum fuck. Well, I don't know. He's already saying leave a message. Let's see if he picks up. Right, guys? This is posted on Friday. Engage.
Hello?
Aw, oh, man. It is one of the machines.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Fuck you, son. I'm doing shit. We got a guy here who will pay cash for an old wooden baseball bat. As long as it's made in Dixon, Tennessee. Talked to this guy, I think, once already. They are typically stamped leathers or AH leathers, manufacturing out of Dixon, TN. Have a model name. Anyway, he's interested in buying them. Maybe he's opening a museum. Maybe he used to work for the place. And ask. Maybe he's with the company. They just maybe want to model all their older shits. Okay. Hey, let's stop playing detective and just call. Oh! What happened? What's happening? Alright, hang on. Maybe I'm having my usual copy-paste program here at the beginning. Oh, you don't want to pass right now.
Once again, your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Ice Cube sure loves peeling caps, doesn't he, guys? Always talking about peeling them caps. All right, we got someone looking for any farm animals or scrap metal. That's kind of a wide berth there, but okay. Wide scope. They're looking for free farm animals. Well, what the fuck? Yeah, hi. You're looking for some farm animals?
Yeah.
What do you want them for? Like, are you looking to buy the animals, or you want the animals for free?
It matters.
It matters?
How much they are, I'd buy.
You buy them?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a rooster over here. He's, like, gay, and he keeps raping the other roosters. And they just had a big chicken fight over here. There's about 10 dead roosters from the one side and 12 on the other side. And I had to issue a lockdown here in the barn. So all the inmates are now behind, you know, in their cells. As you can hear, they're very upset. They're throwing all the stuff out of their cells onto the ground because they know they're going to get swept for contraband now. Every time, that's a policy here. On the farm, anytime there's a big fight like this, we sweep for contraband in the cells all the time, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with these roosters? Are you going to put them down? Are you going to execute them?
No. I raise some and sell them. People eat them. And I get the eggs off the hen.
Well, the only way I'm going to give them to you is if you agree to butcher them. And you can do it right here on premises. I got a... all the equipment you need for that. You can do your butchering, defeathering, and you can even boil the carcass to get the pin feathers out and everything. Whatever you need to do, sir. I got it all here. You're more than welcome to use anything you need to take care of those little motherfuckers.
Where are you located at?
I got a new ranch I bought out here on Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's a new development here in Bulls Gap. I got a 25-acre chicken farm. Shut up, motherfucker. Motherfucker, you. Look at the motherfuckers here banging on the cells and stuff. That's going to be the first. I don't know, some Puerto Rican fucking roosters. This Puerto Rican came up from Florida. From Orlando and shit. He moved up here and he sold them to me. He said they were like fucking some Puerto Rican cock roosters or something, he said. And these motherfuckers came over here. They started a gang inside the farm. And I had to put an institute, you know, bars and, you know, 23-hour lockdown for a while. I had 23-hour lockdown for a whole month on them for a while. I only let them out for an hour. They even had to eat in their cells.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That finally got him. Shut up, chicken. Fuck you, chicken. All right, let's get Milkman on here. He was calling. Come on, Milkman. Pick on Milkman. We'll keep him connecting here. Let me call the chicken guy back.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic.
All right. No pickup, masturbator. Moving on next. We have four tickets to the Daily and Vincent concert at Morristown West High School this Sunday. Wow, 3 p.m. That's an old event. Let me call him. Hey, Milkman.
Hey, there you are, man.
Hey, welcome back. You missed your song and everything, Milkman. Play it.
What? Fuck you. I've been calling you and everything, bitch.
I'll play it again.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll play it again.
All right. Ha.
Ha.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I saw you had them tickets for the Daily and Vincent concert that happened today.
Yes.
Yeah, I went there, and it was disgusting.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Did you go? Were you there, too?
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Didn't you hear what happened after the concert was over?
What?
They caught four of the men, like, touching themselves and looking into the women's restroom.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yes, they did. Yeah, the police was there and everything. It's on the news. It's on the news and everything. Tennessee Now was reporting it.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they caught four of them masturbating. It says right here, four members of the Daily and Vincent concert caught masturbating, looking at women after concert. It says that the four of them were naked, completely naked in their dressing room, which was adjacent to the women's restroom. They could see all the women inside the restroom at every stall, and were caught by a security officer looking over at the women and masturbating and engaging in oral sex with each other and mutual masturbation, it says. It was some kind of satanic thing. What?
What the hell was that? That sounds horrible.
This is at a high school. What the fuck?
Was that the Walmart?
I don't know. Yeah, the stall with your African.
Yeah, the manager stuck his fist and his foot under the door.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I was talking to your wife about the Daily and Vincent concert at the high school. Did you hear what happened?
No, I'm not interested.
There were four men masturbating, looking over at the women in their bathroom.
Where'd you get my number?
They gave it to me there. They said that you were there. You were parked next to me.
It was on the wall of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It was on the wall of the bathroom.
I had to say that, dude. I couldn't resist. He's asking for it.
I got it from your mama.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's all right. That was funny. Someone here is in need of a baby crib. All right, let's see. Let's see if they found one over the weekend. Hydration. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Do you still need a baby crib?
Excuse me?
Do you still need a baby crib?
No.
Did you find one?
Yes.
Oh, did your baby take a big shit in it yet?
Excuse me?
Did your baby take a big shit in it yet?
Who is this?
Bill. Bill Cross. Hello?
Who is he?
Okay, Willie. Willie Cross.
I'm Bill. Hi, I'm Bill. I wish I could do a good Bill Clinton. I could do a good Bill Clinton, I would do it. And not I'm saying tough. Bill Clinton, I would just say I'm someone else. I should do it. Let me do that. Next
do
call.
It, man. Hell yeah, man.
I'm going to say my name is
play
Jason.
Play the song again. Play the song again.
I'm Jason. And then we'll do it. I'm going to say I'm Bill. Fuck it. I'm Bill.
Pick it, pack it, fight up.
I'm Bill. Hi, man. I need your vote. I can't.
I feel your pain.
I don't do a good Bill Clinton at all. I'm just being stupid. But I'll try it. I'll do my crappy Bill Clinton. All right. Coming
do
up
Andy
next.
Garcia. Can you still do one of those? I hadn't heard one of those in like fucking
no,
like,
I did
what,
one
six
during
months,
the,
a year.
I did
Eddie's
one during
retired.
A week. I did one during a week, and I remembered why I retired him. It's just a stupid thing.
Eddie's retired it now.
Yeah,
he's retired it.
You didn't listen to the shows during a week. You missed all the Lunk Alarm calls to Planet Fitness. It was all...
Dude,
it was
you don't tell me nothing. You know how many times I call you, dude? Like, come on, man. How should I fucking know, man? I never got one call from you, return, or anything. Never mind. Anyway, I missed them. So, like, why don't you, like... Heck, can somebody compile them all together in, like, one block so I could hear them?
Someone can, I'm sure. Dwight put a few of his together, I think. And I'm
I think
on,
it'd be funny just like stretch all of them together, the Lunk Alarm sessions, you know, like a PCN thing or whatever, you know.
So the record is 9 minutes, Milkman. And yeah, the record is 9 minutes. Dwight hit that on Monday, I think, or Tuesday, something
You're
like
not
that.
Calling all the same ones, right? You're just
steadily
going through, right?
No, they were going, yeah, and there's a memo went around about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, we can play the memo. You know who got the memo was... XYZ in the chat. I don't know if you know who he is, but I want to play that real quick.
I've seen that name in there. I remember it, man. He's probably been in there for a while.
Yeah, Mix-a-Pick-Stick, you know, from the Superman. That's who he is. That's what he's into, that kind of thing. Let me see if I can find that. The lady actually reads out the memo. Oh, man. I have no idea how to find it now. I'm sure someone's already given me a link in the chat room.
Nice. I think we... Hey, look, there's my baby. Dark Stranger, hi, DS.
Hey, DS, how you doing? Where are you talking? Where? I just see the... Oh, in the chat
room. She's in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, seeing her somewhere.
Oh, no, no.
But we are on Tiny Chat.
I do want to see her.
Well, you actually, you probably can. Yeah, she's in Tiny Chat, or she will be now.
I know, but you know my bandwidth issues, so that's like why I never get to see anybody.
Yeah, it's a shit. It's a shit. Yeah, I know. I know. Was Palindrome. I'm sorry. Did I say it was XYZ? My bad.
You said XYZ.
No, it's Palindrome.
I know him. He's shit. He's been there for a while too.
Yeah,
man.
I'm sorry. It was Palindrome. My bad. My bad.
Cool.
I don't know why I said XYZ.
Good job. Good job, Alicia.
I know why. I think XYZ had one that was good. I think that's why I said that. But Palindrome gets the Lunk Alarm memo. Here it is. All right, ready, Milkman, to listen.
Okay. Right. Okay. Fire it up.
I am.
Okay. Sorry about that. I wasn't able to find the printed out copy, but I do have the email. Basically, it says, in the past 24 hours, we have received several reports of clubs getting inappropriate prank calls. This notice is to alert you of the call so that you may take appropriate action. In each reported instance, the calls are happening in the late evening hours, typically between 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. The calls appear to come from Planet Fitness Corporate with the correct number, 603-750-0001. The caller is asking the front desk to test the Lunk Alarm for 20 to 30 seconds. Then they're asking to speak to a black card member to conduct a survey. The survey usually begins with a question on whether the member uses the black card amenities, then turns extremely vulgar. While we continue to investigate the source of the prank calls, we're asking any club who receives a similar prank to take the following actions. One, immediately challenge the caller and ask for their name and their supervisor's name, request a callback number, and tell them you will have to call them back. Do not comply with the request to test the Lunk Alarm, and do not allow them to speak to a member. Report the call to security@planetfitness.com.
All right. Do you know if the security has a...
All right, so we'll stop it there. There you go, Milkman. So did you get to hear that? You heard the whole memo? That's what was sent out regarding the look alarm.
Instruction, do comply always with the Madhouse. Any members calling them corporate.
You have to, of course. You got to comply with corporate. But, I mean, you heard those last week, right? So they went all week. A few of the alarms got burnt out at some point. Milkman, what do you...
They got burnt out. They ran so long they burnt out.
Yeah. Milkman, what do you know about those alarms? Because I think Tabachi and some people were saying that they operate what's called a brush DC motor. Do you know anything about that? You're pretty good at technology. Like,
I know what a brush DC motor is. Yeah, what about it?
Well, you've heard the alarms that were playing in these places. What were they? What kind of what would cause a burnout? Are they working on like compressed air? Do you think, or are they operating on, like some kind of motor?
No, those sound like they got some kind of little turbine in it. It doesn't sound like because it rises and lowers in pitch, you know, a little bit. So it sounds like it's actually got like a little turbine turning in there. So normally they got some type of motor turn a little like turbine to make that sound, and it's like the shape of the horn, the size of the cavity and everything gives it like that resonance and that sound that you hear.
Okay, that warble kind of sound. Yeah, okay, I understand. All right, so yeah, quite a few of them got burnt out during a week. They'd stop. They go,
see, they're probably mechanical then. If they're getting burnt out, they're probably mechanical. That's probably it then. So they're using a cheap ass version that doesn't have any electronics, or an old fashioned like, you know, and it's probably like the cheapest Walmart version because nobody ever uses the stupid thing until we decided that they need to be tested.
Yeah.
Very good, because now they're identifying a lot of weaknesses in their system, and they need to replace and maybe even upgrade. You know, we could get a salesman in there to find out if their burnout alarm could be replaced with, like, a pneumatic version, you know, like get a trucker's horn.
They're going to have to do something else, man, because they're getting... Maybe just get rid of the stupid shaming policy as it is anyway. It's very...
I like it, dude. I wish they would, like, add more cool things like that, man, because they're so friendly there. They're so willing to help.
That's cool to you, Milkman? That's cool? All right.
Yeah, man. Excellent service.
Well, you're really cool, too. Lonesome Losers here sending in numbers. What's up, Lonesome? What's up, Hooker?
Was Hitman in the house? Oh, this still time for the numbers, Hitman. Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, man, you gotta fist that lonesome.
Much love to my brother, man. The loans, man. The loans, man.
The lonesome. Lonesome Jones, loser. Lonesome Jones. Dude, hey, the anniversary show, I gotta pick a date for it, and I gotta plan some stuff for it, you know what I mean?
Dude, it's only going to be 10 years. Come on. Do we ever plan anything after fucking 10 years? Come on. Have we planned one thing ever?
Shit. Well, I hope to plan a lot because I'm going to have a lot of fun with that show. I got some
dude,
ideas.
You know what? It'll be fun because there'll be a random element to it, as always. And everybody in our audience and all our friends out there know to expect this, man. It's going to be nothing but good times, baby. And I'm excited. I can't wait. I know I haven't had a hell of a lot of, you know, to contribute, but I still want to stir up the trouble and get everybody going, man, because, like, this is a monumentous event. Come on. How many people can celebrate 10 years on air? Two crazy-ass madhouse individuals like us, and we pulled it off, man. 10 years, man. I love you still, man. You know, you don't hate me any more than you did when I met you.
No, maybe I don't, a little bit. Actually. Yeah, we get along now. At first, we hated each other, but we had to be together. KDK hired us to work together, you know?
That's the way it went down, dude, but look how it came out, man. Look at this. We found out that we were actually very, very close brothers, and we stuck together all these years.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it, man, because we've always been able to play as a team, dude. You know, no one opposes anybody, man, and that's the beauty of your genius, my friend, your talent.
Well, what I'm looking to do is to do a mini marathon on my own, so I would do 12 hours straight. Wow. This is what my notes have here. And what I like to do is like do like maybe like four three hour segments, and like the first one I'd like to see if I could get KDK to come on with me for a little bit.
Oh, that would be fun.
And Lego and Zolar, Sean Ward, Jin Stewart, DJ Glowworm, And then I want to try to track down Reclude. I want to give it one last shot, trying to find Mr.
Reclude.
Got to
try on Reclude, dude, yeah. Man. I really, you know, I always like Reclude, man. Yeah. You know me, dude. I'm a biggest Reclude fan out there, if there is one, man. I always have. I was even on his show, motherfucker. Yeah. I had a number for him in a couple months, but I believe they're repeats of each other, man. But we really need to put a campaign out to get a hold of this guy.
I got Hollywood Vanya and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to try to get a hold of him. I put that in home, Clone Grown. Clone home.
Yeah, whatever. Well, yeah, how about him or Big Will?
I have no idea what happened. Big Will? Yeah, that's right. I got to put that down. Will.
Big Will's still on my book, man. He's still on the book, man. He's still alive, man.
Give Will a call.
Andy. What about Andy? Crazy bastard Andy.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Andy. And did I say Hollywood Vanya? Yeah.
You said Hollywood Vanya, my friend.
Are we missing any more of the old cats, the old school staff?
Most of them have come forward to and got their own shows and shit. Now I'm trying to think who else. What about the Turd Burglar? Is he still around, dude? Turd, like, we had him like there for a little while, but he's offline, ain't he?
Yeah, I talked to him on Facebook every once in a while. He's still on there. He's really he was in the Army for 4 years, and he had a kid, and now he's doing... He sells guns. Yeah.
Good. All right, dude. So we got most of our old crew. Maybe AMD. Let's try and find him. Maybe he'll be around.
AMD. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, regardless, we should do a prank call right now. But this is just some ideas. Also thinking of a trivia show, a trivia game show with a cash prize.
Cool, man. Or some kind of prizes, dude.
Yeah, like, Lord Spoon said he's interested in that. He said he's been listening and he could do good. So we have one contestant. I want to get four contestants and get some, Madhouse history questions, Madhouse show itself. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell, dude. We could have a lot of fun with that. We'll see who out there really remembers.
And also,
Corey.
Telephone number 8.
Oh, Granddaddy Purple number 2.
GDP 2. Oh. What does that do for you? Does it, is it a sativa or a indica?
Oh, it's heavy indica. Flavorful, pure indica.
Indica. Oh. Hi, yes, I got some indica here.
Yeah, what?
I see that you placed an ad for your 95 Chevy Camaro.
Oh, it's already sold.
Oh, shit, fucker. Really? When did you sell it? Friday or this weekend?
Friday, I think.
You motherfucker, you. How much you sell it for eventually?
I don't know what he got out of it.
Well, he's a motherfucker. And you're a motherfucker for selling it, you know?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Bill. You're Jason. You're a motherfucker for selling the fucking car. I wanted that motherfucker. I waited until today to call you.
Fuck you. Got $50 out of that piece of shit.
Fuck you. He
fuck you, man. Who is this?
That. You fuck you. He put the ad in for $550.
I took a shit in the trunk, man.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Did he put you on the phone to handle the business? You wear the pants?
I wear them just as well as anybody else. What is your problem?
Well, he was going to sell me that Camaro.
Well, then you should have showed up with money.
He turned around and did that shit to me, motherfucker. He said to wait until today and call him. I called him today. He said he sold it. Your husband's a motherfucker.
You are talking to the wrong person right now, and you had better watch your language.
Well, put a man on the phone. You don't know shit. Women don't know shit about cars.
Don't you disrespect me. I will report this.
Do it, damn it. I'll report you.
I will. Consider it done. You're crazy, aren't you?
Oh, God.
They need to lock you up in a loony bin.
It's happening.
And you wonder why you got the reputation you got, you stupid idiot.
Oh, shit.
Did you get off?
No, it just happened. I had another episode.
Put your boyfriend there?
No, I saw 5 years into the future again.
Oh, my God, I think that you had your dick stuck up somebody's ass.
Oh, yours, baby.
Yeah, you wish.
You like big dicks
in
your ass?
In your drink.
You like big dicks in your ass? No.
Who is this?
Yeah, you told me to come by and buy that fucking car, motherfucker. Now you came around and sell that motherfucker off?
Yeah, because I didn't want some slimy motherfucker like you coming around my house.
Well, you're a piece of shit. You told me to call back today, and now I come by.
You stinking son of a bitch.
Fucking shit. Who'd you sell it to? I'm going to whoop their ass.
Go ahead. You're a fucking idiot.
So your wife is really angry. She's really hot when she's angry, huh?
Do what?
Your wife is really hot and sexy when she's angry.
I got your number here. I'm fixing to call 911, turn you in. Okay?
You can't call 911. You have to call the LAW, the non-emergency number, also known as LAW. Hey.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch first. You bigger son of a bitch. You're a big son of a bitch. Hello? Can I properly fist your wife? Fist her properly for you? Would that be okay? Hello? Me. Okay. We hang up. I didn't realize.
Finally. Good. Oh, Lord, I think he was getting off, dude.
Shit, that was weird.
Take a bong hit.
I think I failed to mention, gentlemen and lady, we are listening to, we are broadcasting on video on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Madhouse Radio. Be sure to subscribe to that. Also subscribe to the Madhouse Classics channel, Madhouse Classics, over on YouTube. Subscribe to both them channels.
What's that channel?
Madhouse Classics.
Madhouse Classics.
Yes.
Where at?
My second channel on YouTube.
On YouTube? Really?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers?
Yeah, we got two. Now
what the hell is up with this crazy ass Madhouse, man? All these channels and shit, all this good material out there for free, man, to share with our beloved.
People don't take advantage of it. I'm going to shut them down.
We can't have that now. No, I mean, this is a treasure trove of true madness and hilarity and comedy.
Yeah,
people
but,
gotta get a sample of it.
Milkman, listen, Kayate. What I was saying was I forgot to hit play on the thing and the chat wasn't scrolling, so it looked like we had a really slow and boring chat room. No, it's actually going up pretty fast. It was just stuck on a certain time. Whoops. Sorry. But yeah, our chat room is shit.
I keep dropping out the chat, man.
Yeah, be sure to check out the chat room. That's over at prankcallnation.com/ what is it, Milkman?
Yeah, my bandwidth is horrible right now.
Chat. Prankcall.com/chat. Exciting pranks and exciting chat. That is our motto. Moving right along.
That's right. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. You all are welcome right here in the Madhouse. 98.6 the mile.
All right, we got someone trying to get... Thank you, Milkman. We got someone looking to get a hold of the person that listed the letter sectional living room suite on March 9th. So they're trying to get a hold of someone who posted a sectional for sale. I will call and say I was, right, Milkman? How's that sound?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you agree. Thank you, Ball.
Tell them you found a clinker down inside the fold there. The old dried up cat turd clinker.
Ew, clinker, huh? The dead's up. Is he drinking? I thought he was sober. What happened to dead? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I had posted on Swap Shop a leather sectional.
Yeah.
Were you trying to get a hold of me?
Well, it was some... I talked to a lady that said she had had it, and she said that she had done got rid of it.
No, she called me and said she was confused. She didn't have... She had a sectional, but it wasn't leather. It was that microfiber.
Oh, yeah, the one that I had seen on Swap Shop said it was a leather sectional with recliners.
Yes, that's the one I got. She called me, straightened it out, said she lost your number, but had my number, called me, said that she had fucked up. and I told you that.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's my leather sectional, so you trying to get a hold of me?
Well, I guess if you're the one that's got it.
Yeah, so what the fuck you want?
Excuse me?
What the fuck you want, then?
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. You don't call my damn house at 11 o'clock at night.
What? You don't put messages for me on the internet asking for me to call you at 11 o'clock at night, motherfucker. The fuck you want?
Well, you're the dumbass that said you had it.
You posted on my computer at this time of night, goddammit.
Yeah,
what's your problem?
No, she said that she was looking for me. She was looking for the person that had the leather sectional living room for sale on March 9th on Swap Shop. Yeah, that's me. So she was looking for me. So then asked her what the fuck she wants, and she got upset. You know how women are.
She just had made a call about somebody that was wanting to get rid of one. She knew somebody needed one or something.
Yeah, that's me. But she got mad because I just, you know, I talked to my friends. I'm like, hey, what the fuck you want, mother? You know, like that. And I think she took it the wrong way. Can you tell her I didn't mean it like that? I'm sorry. You know?
I'll tell her.
All right. Okay. All right. She's really hot when she's angry. She's sexy and hot when she gets mad. You know? She's really... the guy's a cool guy. He's like, yeah, she a bitch sometimes.
Yeah. He knows what you mean, buddy. Yeah.
He's a bitch sometimes, man. You know what I mean.
He said, y'all see what the hell she looks like, though, when you wake up beside her in the morning.
Hey, he didn't know that.
Shoot your fucking arm off than wake that bitch up.
Brother, you know the hair. It's like, what the fuck you want?
You don't know the half of it, huh? Yeah, that was cool. You kind of got a Roy D. Mercer in there, and it kind of slid in there. That was pretty funny, man. Oh, goddamn Mercer.
What did I tell you? Posting on my internet said, 11 o'clock at night, We'll be posing on my internet, motherfucker.
It's getting all out. Outrageous and undignified.
Don't forget, at the end of the show, as long as I remember, we will do title of the show, where I will ask the chat room's help to name the title of the show. So be looking out for little quotes here and there, funny things that get said at random during the show.
Is the dead still alive?
Of course he is. He's in the chat room now.
Hello.
Hey, honey, baby. How are you? You have a trailer for sale? Hello? Hello? I'm sorry I said honey, baby. I'm sorry. Hello?
Honey, baby.
Hello? Hello? Motherfucker? Whatever. Okay. You heard like, call me honey baby. I don't like that.
I didn't like that.
I don't like that.
The only thing I hate worse is a finger in my asshole.
Oh my goodness. Milk me, please. It's a family show.
All right, man. I pulled a Dwight.
Automatic voice message system.
She ain't playing.
She ain't playing no more, huh?
Nope.
I don't know who the hell that guy was, but he's awful fresh.
Yeah, here's someone that on Wednesday posted they had a cherry curio cabinet. Any idea what curio means?
Curios are like those little pieces of porcelain, little statuettes and shit like that. Basically, it's just a little junk cabinet that you've got glass over it.
Okay.
Bright lights behind it, you know. You can stare at your junk. You don't have to dust it off very often because it's in the cabinet.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. You have for sale cherry curio cabinet with a plastic vagina inside? Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
This is Bill. I saw that you had a cherry curio for sale cabinet.
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Is it still 150? You've had it on there since Wednesday. You haven't been able to sell the motherfucker, you know?
No. All right. No, 150
is
what I want.
Is it nice? Nice shape? Any scratches on that?
No. No, it was
condition.
Can I come down and test it out?
You're welcome to come and look at it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I need to test it out. I want to put all my things in it there and see that it holds them all okay like I want it. You know, and then maybe leave it all my stuff in there for 3 days and then come back after 3 days and make sure nothing happens, and then I'll take it. I'll give you two.
No, thank you. I don't think we'll do that.
Okay. What about, can I attach a pocket pussy on it and fuck it?
That's a...
pocket pussy?
Oh, my. Old Paca, huh? Oh, shit.
Paca the pocket pussy?
Get a Tanga, man. For your pocket, get Tanga.
All right, look, hey, you know them sugar gliders? Andy wanted to get one of those once, and...
Yeah, that motherfucker's a shit all up and down the back of your fucking couch and fly from one side of the room and shit there and then fly to the other
piss
side
everywhere.
And shit there.
They piss and shit, like, in the middle where they're flying around and stuff.
Every fucking where, dude. That's why they keep flying, because they're going to the next spot to fucking rip or piss, whichever one they're doing.
So for those who don't know the sugar glider, are they an exotic pet?
I take a fucking fly swatter and I'd fix the sugar right now.
Milkman, are they considered an exotic pet still? They're still an exotic pet.
They're considered
pet.
A nuisance.
All right, but
I really don't know, dude. They're like, fucking retarded.
They're like little rats or squirrel-looking things that are
They are a rat, a squirrel, dude, but they look like a flying rat, man, but they're actually a kind of squirrel.
But they're really attached
to their
owners.
They fucking shit and piss everywhere, dude.
Yeah, they do.
Like
they
fucking bomb runs, man. I'd take a fly swatter. I'd fix that motherfucker real quick. You get here, pop! And then he did it again, pop!
Yeah. But they get really attached to their owners, you know, and they shit and piss all over you. And they
shit and piss all over me, huh?
Yeah, and they got the little glidey arms.
With that fly swatter.
They got the little glidey arms, like those, you know, people go skydiving with them suits. Like, go up and, like Batman, you know, Batman had that suit and it made, like, a big win.
Well, no, I'm just making fun of it. I would never beat one up with a fly swatter. But it would be fun to imagine it, like, game, right? Sugar glider fucking swatter.
That'd be a good Android game. I'd play it.
It would. And the motherfucker shit all over the back of the couch and shit. I got a real bracelet. That's why I'm not real favorable. Talk favorably of them, man, because them little bastards are fucking ruthless.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, they hop and jump in the air, right? Okay, they shit, right? And then they hop and jump in the air and they fly and they hit on something else, jump and shit there, and then hop again there in the air. Your motherfuckers are like hopping around the room everywhere.
No, yeah, no kidding, man. No, for real.
You can't catch the motherfucker, dude. He's like hopping and flying, man. That's why I said get a fly swatter.
Knock him right out, those little shits. Listen, Milkman, you want to do that call? I'm going to dial it. You can do it if you want to talk to him about their sugar glider. After this, we're going to loan some Losing Dumbers. So.
What is he doing? He's trying to sell it?
Sell it, yeah, for $150. $100.
You know what? Basically, those black guys, those rap guys, they know what the fuck they're doing. I hate those fuckers. I hate them. Especially that one guy, the America's Most Wanted. That fucker. Get him off the air. Get him off. Get him off. Get that rap shit out of here.
Give me the gap. I can smoke this motherfucker.
Hello? Hi, this is
CEO.
Hey, I'm calling for
3838. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, yeah. Hello, yeah. You got the squirrel for sale? You got the sugar glider squirrel for sale? I was looking here at the ad.
Oh, come on. She heard the rap music, the cursing, and I think she kind of like...
Oh.
Oh. That's my fault. Damn it, man.
Oh.
What a bitch, though. What a bitch.
Hello?
Hello.
Ah, yeah, you got the squirrel, the sugar glider squirrel for sale?
Yes, we do.
How much you guys asking for that?
We was asking $100.
Where did you get him from?
It was bought from the Dumpton Valley Flea Market in Sevierville.
What was that? Repeat that.
from the Smoky Mountain Flea Market in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So, is it male or female?
Male.
Do you have papers for that?
No.
Has he been neutered?
No.
Okay, all right. Has he been house trained?
No.
Oh. How are you keeping him? You keeping him in a cage, or is he flying around?
She hung up. Why did she hang up? It's because he asked that.
I don't know. I was getting ready to like going to make fun about flying around shitting on the room.
Yeah, she's like, no. I'll try her again. Fuck, goddamn.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Milkman. Hang up on Milkman like that? No. Don't do that.
God, don't like lost her.
I want to say a thank you to Jason out there who just contributed $20 on Patreon. Patreon.com/ prank call.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
old
system.
Old fucking star for Jason, man.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. You got it, man. Take it away.
A,
you got
that's
it, Jason.
That's my man.
Yeah, man. That's my
thank you, Jason. My God bless you, man.
You my M-word, man. All right.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Hey, man. It's all good in the madhouse, man. It's all right, man. That's our bros, man. They got our back. Thank you, sir.
They better. Shits. All right, let's continue on with the next number. This is Lonesome Loser stuff.
If you don't like it, we're going to make you fucking laugh.
Yeah, too bad. You're going to laugh at it.
That's right. We're going to make you fucking laugh if you don't like it.
Yeah. All right, so Lonesome Numbers now. Here we go. Hitting up Brunei. Is it an island, I believe, right? Let's.
Hitman numbers, Hitman.
Do you know what Brunei is? It's in the Pacific, I guess, right?
Brunei. Yeah, that's like, that's fucking, that's like, no, Brunei is like, isn't that like in the Himalayas or something like that?
It is in, it's a, located on the north coast of the island of Borneo in Southeast Asia.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, no, I was actually thinking of Bhutan. Okay, never mind, you're right.
It is completely surrounded by the state of Malaysia and is separated into two parts.
Not very big, dude, right?
No, it's teeny tiny, it looks like. Actually, you can barely see it on the map. Let's see how big it is.
Bhutan's the same way, too, but I got it mixed up. They sound so close.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Let me go back down to their facts here. They have, look at this. 2,200 square miles, just about. That's it. Is their domain. Their GDP is 21.9 billion a year, and their population as of 2013 was 415,717, ranking 175th.
That's like a half a million, man, barely. Yeah. Holy fuck. That's huge.
Yeah, right. That's like the size
of the Virgin Islands has like 65,000, dude.
Really? That's it in the VI?
I was like one of 65,000.
On the US VI or like combined British and everything?
No, US VI.
Just US VI? Okay. I can see that, though. It's small, dude. Like,
see, it is a fucking fart, man. You guys are huge, man. It, fucking Puerto Rico got the estate, that real estate, man.
Yeah, Cuba has
like
even
Isla
more.
Isla Verde, man. It's the fucking Green Island, dude. We're just like a little fart, man, compared to you guys.
Cuba's even bigger, though, dude. Yeah. But hey, look, anyway, look what I was getting at, Milkman. Come on, concentrate. We got a hotel over there in Brunei. Let's call him. Brunei. It says, please enter valid phone number. Maybe I can't call Brunei.
Well, in the meantime, I'll go ahead and I'll take another bong hit here for you.
All right, yeah, take your poison. Get your poison in you. Yeah, nice.
I got your poison right here.
Yeah, is this hotel?
Yes.
All right. That's good. I like hotel, you know? Do you have beds? Do you have beds in this country? Or do I sleep on the floor? Like animals?
Yeah, we have beds.
Okay. Do you have water?
Yeah.
Do you have electricity?
Yes.
Do you have air? To breathe?
Yeah, we have air.
To breathe? Oxygen?
Mm.
Oxygen-nitrogen mixture? Air?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have sunlight?
Yeah, I've sent it to you.
Do you have darkness there at night?
Yeah.
You have everything. Wow. Wow, that's good. Do you have pizza?
You can have the pizza.
Okay. Do you have shrimp?
Yeah, we have shrimp in here.
Do you have McDonald's? Yeah. Is there McDonald's here in Brunei?
Yeah, there is McDonald's, but not near the hotel.
Oh, but there is one. Okay, all right. Do you have KFC?
What?
KFC.
C as in the cool. Beach?
As in Kaka country? No? No, you would know. You would know. Okay. Do you have sand?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have water, like ocean water?
Hey, I'm going to hang up.
No, but I need to make a note. Okay, go hang up. He's like, leave the fuck alone, dude.
Not very helpful there.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
He came on like he's really helpful, dude, and after all, he
was. Shit. That's funny. All right, let's keep moving here. How ignorant can I be, man? Whoa, you got everything.
You got hair.
You have sunlight and darkness. He's like, yeah, we have sun here. He's trying not to laugh. As soon as the phone rings, he's like, okay, I gotta go by. All right, here's the Trader's Inn in the same location. Yeah, hi.
Hello?
You speak is English? It? You speak English?
Amy.
Hello?
Hello?
You speak? Amy. You speak English, stupid?
Hello, yes.
Okay, do you have water?
What room number?
112.
Wait,
Paka ka kiki ka ka pa 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 pi pi pa pi 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 pa pa.
Hello?
Yeah, pa 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 pi 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 pa pi pi. Ka pa pa pi pi ka.
Room number.
Pa pi ka 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 pi pi ko.
Pa ka.
Kiko? Hello? They're speaking Malaysian.
I told her to transfer you. That's what you told her, dude. I just looked at the translation. She's transferring me now.
That's what she said to me.
Brunei.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you have water?
Yes, we have. What room number?
112.
But you have to pay, yeah?
Okay. Do you have toilet?
Of course we have.
Do you have sit-down toilet or standing toilet? Of course we have. Of course we have. Of course we have. Oh no, Ice Cube. They shot him. She hang him right up.
Damn.
Oh man. I know, right? Oh man. Alright, moving right along. As you say, milkmans. We have a very special number here from Lonesome Loser. It's called the Orchid Garden Hotel. Why it's special is because it's in the isolated country of Brunei. That's why. Thank you very much. I don't know where I was going with that. Here we go. The fucking kid. What?
Little boys and girls. Come sit on the lap. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Do you have water?
Water?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by water, sir?
Do you have, like, water here at the hotel that I can use for washing and drinking?
Washing and drinking?
Water in this country. Does it have water for drinking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have sunlight?
Sunlight, yes, sir.
Do you have electricity?
Yes, sir. We have, sir.
Do you have lights inside the hotel?
Yes, sir.
Is it with fire or with electricity?
Sorry, sir?
The lights, are they fire lights or electricity?
Electricity, sir.
Okay, do you have toilets?
Yes, sir, we have, sir.
What kind, sitting toilet or standing toilet?
It's a sitting toilet, sir.
Okay, so I sit down and I push out. I push it out?
Yes, sir.
I sit down and push it out of my ass into the water in the toilet? Oh, shit. Milkman, I meant to mention, I'm sorry, and maybe I shouldn't be doing it on there. I'm not mad at you. But I
pushed it out.
I'm going to forget. When you're doing that, mute yourself if it's during a call, because there was a really funny prank like 2 weeks ago, and you were doing that, and I had to cut a little part of it out because it had you hit the bomb. I get scared because my children were here this one day, and they're like, Daddy, why were you still smoking marijuana with Uncle Milkman? And I'll have to explain it to them, you know what I mean? Well, you can do drugs. It's cool, man. You can do drugs. It's good. Drugs are good.
Yeah. This sound like there's no reason to
want to be. The worst one is the fucking the when you do your dabs, your shatter, or your dab. Whatever.
I don't fucking, dude, man. I don't do that often. Come on, man. That's why I tried to tell you.
You sound
can we
like
do
you're...
do a segment and you do it without me.
The first time you did it, I thought you were welding. You're like, is Milkman welding a fucking the Titanic?
It's
over there?
It's a fucking blowtorch.
He's welding a submarine.
Fucking welding torch, dude. What you gotta do is a fucking piece of titanium, right? You gotta heat it up with the torch. Okay, so you're just like putting fire on it. It's like a lighter, like times 10. So
yeah.
You just fucking put the blowtorch on it till the thing glows. And once it glows, and you just take a little drop of the wax or oil or whatever you put on there, and it immediately vaporizes it, and it gives it like this really beautiful, sweet hit, and it's just perfect.
All right,
but
all
it
right.
Fucking sounds like a fucking rocket engine when it's like
it does,
up.
Man. It's like, I'm like, all right, bro, come on, man. I'm trying to do a show. Let's go.
Well, okay, can we do them at the beginning, like I suggested? Maybe not at 4 minutes after, but I don't know. I mean, that's what I was trying to think. Like, we could do our little. Like,
if you wait until later, though, if you wait until later, you'll have other people that'll join you on the air because you've got several people that use medical marijuana.
Get on later, dude. You know what happens once you guys get on? I get out. You know that way it goes, man. I cannot be heard. I cannot have bandwidth. With everybody comes on, I start losing connection.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not gonna be there.
Yeah, Enigma's mentioning yes. Enigma, I saw the trailer for Straight Outta Compton, and here's why I was excited. I saw it during the Super Bowl. This is the movie about NWA. I'm so excited. A, because I'm hoping it's going to get Eazy-E some more respect out there. Eazy-E, also known as Eric Wright, was the founder of NWA and Ruthless Records, and he is the cat that first worked with Cube, who we're listening to tonight, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre. MC Ren and DJ Yella. And this is all back late 80s, early 90s. NWA, was the first of the gangster rap fucking music out there that took the world by storm in the early 90s, starting in the early 90s. But it's kind of started around 87, 88, I think, with NWA and their workings. Anyway, there's a biopics coming out. I'm super excited about it. Hopefully it's better than the Biggie one, which I didn't think was all that bad. But anyway, I did see the trailer. I thought it was cool. I was super excited because I knew that for a fact. That was the fall of Suge Knight, was when they were shooting that trailer. Because the whole thing with him running the dude over and killing him, it happened during an argument that he was having while they were filming the bits at the beginning of that trailer where they're going out, where it's Dre and Cube, and they're going out now like to the old hangouts and stuff like that, the old barbershop, and talking about back in the day. As the trailer is scoping out. But also, I do want to talk about the history of NWA here and Eazy-E. I've always wanted to do that. It's one of those things that I've mentally checked in my head, in my portfolio of things to do on my show. And one of them was to talk about the whole, you know, what I know through my research of Eazy-E and Dre and Ice Cube and the whole falling of NWA, starting with Ice Cube, who we're listening to tonight, who in my mind was the most talented member of NWA, hands down. And NWA jumped a shark when they lost Ice Cube. there is without a doubt, Ice Cube is the best rapper. Like, they had to kind of bring Ice Cube in sometimes because Eazy-E couldn't really keep up with the flow that, like, you know, sometimes. Although Eazy-E was a talented guy, talented rapper, great businessman. Eazy-E's story is crazy, man. He would donate just for the fuck of it to the George Bush campaign. Did you hear about that? Eazy-E, gangster rapper, came up and made his record business pretty likely on drug money, and was donating, you know, he donated so much money to George Bush the first one, that he was invited to dinner with the president. So here you had a gangster rapper out of L.A. right around the time of the L.A. riots, and he's sitting there in the White House having dinner with the president. It was the most fucking awesome thing ever. And then also I want to talk, I'm going to write all these points down, but the way he died of HIV, Eazy-E, it's really messed up. He didn't really show the symptoms, you know, that you would expect for someone just to all of a sudden be afflicted with pneumonia and die of full-blown HIV like he did. A man who admittedly said on interviews that he never used condoms, he hated using them, he couldn't stand them, and that's what they point to as the reason he got HIV in the first place. But you would expect that he would have spread that to at least a few women, if you believe the stories about him. But that apparently never happened. I don't know. Long story. I'll get to that. I'm thinking about putting it on YouTube, as a matter of fact, before the movie comes out. Because then I don't want to be Mr. Jumping on the Bandwagon. I've always wanted to do this. And I'm afraid if I wait until after the movie comes out, it's going to be
Mr. Motherfucker's on the probably shooting up, man. The motherfucker's shooting up, too.
Nah, I don't think Eazy ever shot up. He didn't fuck with that shit. That's poor man's drug shit. Nah, he never used, other than smoking weed, I don't think
dude,
he ever
you don't did. Have to fucking shoot up just heroin. You can shoot up coke, all that shit. You know, never anything, did. Dude.
I really don't think that. I think Eazy is the kind of guy.
The easiest ways to get fucking AIDS is from needles, man, not women.
No, he got it. He said he had groupies all the time. Multiple women. He talks about in the Howard Stern show. He's being interviewed before any of the shit came out about him having AIDS. And he's like, I don't use condoms. He's like, fuck condoms. They take all the feelings away. I don't use that shit. You hear him? It's fucking awesome. Yeah. All right. So anyway, I'll get to that.
Famous
here
last words
week.
of a dead man.
No, it really is. It really is.
Anyway, took all the feelings away for good, didn't it?
It kind of did. Yeah. Anyway, look, I get so pissed off when I hear Dr. Dre rapping. Like, he had that one song he did back in 2000 with Eminem, Forgot About Dre. And he says, who do you think brought you the, you know, Eazy-E's, DOC's? I'm like, what? And the crew that said, motherfuck the police. I'm like, Dre, you can't go around saying you brought NWA and Eazy-E and fuck the police to the world. That wasn't Dr. Dre. That was Eazy-E who should be taking credit for that. I always had a problem with that verse right there. And no one ever.
What about Too Short, man?
No one ever gave Dre shit for that. Too Short, I have no idea who that is, my fan. I'm gonna peel your cap. You keep talking shit. No, all right, now, come on, mute, Milkman, stop it. Mute it up now. Come on, that's enough. Make me mad. Hey, how you doing, woman?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, sir.
You speak good English?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you have water?
Water?
Yes.
Yes, we do have.
Do you have lights?
Yes, sir.
Is the light from a fire or from electricity?
Electricity.
Okay. Do you have toilet?
Yeah, we do have.
Sitting toilet or standing toilet?
Sitting toilet.
Do you have paper toilet?
Yes, we do.
Okay, for after I use the paper toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
What hand do I use for the paper toilet in this country? Left or right?
Left, sir.
Left only?
Yes.
Okay, alright. Alright, okay, alright. Do you have pork?
Sorry, what is that?
Do you have pork in this country? Pork? Pigs? Pork meat?
Pork is forbidden.
It's forbidden? Hello?
For a meat.
Yeah, for meat.
Meat. Eating, yeah?
You have meat? Do you have meat? Do you have bread?
Yeah, we do have bread.
Okay. Do you have vegetables?
Yes, we do, sir.
Okay. Do you have hot water?
Yes, we do have.
All right. What else have you people discovered here? What else do you have? Do you have floors?
Floors, yes. Do we have floors?
Do you have walls?
Yes, sir.
You have roof?
Yes.
Do you have windows with glass?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have doors that open?
Yes, sir.
In this country, how do you open door?
Just open the door, sir.
Do you open it? But how exactly? How does it work in this country? Because not everywhere is the same, you know?
One moment, sir.
Okay. Whatever. I'm going to get off this topic now. Now I'm getting... It's starting to piss me off. Do you have Snapchat?
Good morning.
Oh, hey, honey. How are you?
How may I help?
Yeah, do you have... You have all these things then, right?
How can I help you?
Was I talking to you or are you someone else's?
No. I'm a new person. I'm the customer service officer.
Oh, do you have water?
You're from what room number?
109.
109.
Mm-hmm.
How many water would you need?
Well, no, I just want to make sure this in this country you have water, right? To drink? Water drinking?
I believe those are not okay to drink. Well,
does the bathroom have water? Does the bathroom flush, the toilet flush with water or with sand?
Is it dirty, sir? I'll send someone for you.
Well, no, I've never been this country before, and I need to know, do you have the floor? Do I put my feet on the floor to walk?
Are you on a mobile phone or...
Yeah, I'm on my mobile phone. Do you have telephone here?
This call, I'll drop this call and I'll call you on your room.
No, okay? I disconnected the phone. Because I don't know how it works. I can't read the numbers or not in English. They're not English numbers. They're in, I guess, Brunei. What do you speak here? Malaysian? Malay?
Malaysian,
yeah. Your numbers are in Malaysian. They're different, I think.
Yeah, I know. But then, what do you exactly need in your room, sir?
I just want to make sure that when I want to walk somewhere, that I put my feet on the floor, you know? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I go to the door. And how does the door open in this country? How do you open the door?
There's an electronic card.
No, but after you do, I mean, like if I want to go outside, how do I open the door?
Sir, can I meet you in person? Where are you exactly at this moment?
Well, I'm kind of nervous right now. You know? So
you are from Wendell. Correct.
Yeah, but I'm not in the room now because I got scared.
Why?
Because I don't know how to walk here. You know, do you have air to breathe?
What do you mean? I can't get it exactly.
Well, I'm from a different country. So I need to make sure in this country, how do you walk and move and open the door and close the door, you know? What?
I can't get it. What do you mean by you cannot walk? You don't know how to walk?
In this country, it's got to be different. I don't know. Do I put my feet on the ground? Do I leave them up when I walk? Do I use the hands to walk? Do I use two...
You're going to Nobody would ever walk using their hands, right?
Some people can, and I can. I'm quite fit.
Do I
use four hands?
In this country, you use your feet to walk.
Feet and hands, or just the feet?
Feet.
Okay. And I put them on the ground, right?
Of course.
And then the foot goes, the left foot first, and then the right foot in first, and you keep going?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then to make the water.
To make the water?
To make it go.
Okay. You need to turn the faucet on. Usually clockwise. So counterclockwise.
And the water comes out?
Yes.
And to close it, do I just keep going until it stops?
Yes, sir.
Or I can just leave it on, it turns on itself, it turns off itself, right? That's how they work?
No. But then there are some faucets that you need to lift and then put down back.
Okay. I think I saw those when I went to
the Australia. The water in each room might not be potable.
Uh-huh.
That's why we provide bottled water for you.
Okay. All right, now when I want to go to the toilet, then so the toilet has this lid on top, right? Mm-hmm. And then I sit down, but I put the lid up first, right?
Yes, sir.
And then I sit on the chair.
Yes.
All right, do I face the back or the front? Because
what
I have, and where I'm from, we use a different, the toilet looks completely different than it does here. This one looks like a chair.
Okay, it's like how you normally sit on a chair.
So, but then do I take my pants off first?
Of course.
And then the underwears?
No, I'm sorry, sir. I don't really understand. But then, is there any possibility you're in your room?
No. No.
You're from room 109?
Yeah, but I'm hiding because I'm scared.
Why are you scared? What makes you scared in a room?
I don't know how to use this type of toilet that you have in this country.
That's why I don't want you to be scared, and I wish to instruct you in person.
Will you show me how you use? Will you sit on? You will sit on the toilet for me and show me.
I'm sorry, sir. May I verify your name?
Oh, I like to see a girl go pee pee. You know, I like to see her go pee.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot entertain this kind of conversation.
But you said you're going to demonstrate the toilet for me. You get on there. You pull your pants and your panties down, and you let it go, all your waters.
Sir, I just want to warn you that all calls are recorded.
Well, I'm a guest there, so you know where I'm staying. So urinate for me right now in a bucket. I want to hear it. I'm masturbating.
I'm going to drop this call.
I'm masturbating.
I'm going to drop this call, sir. I apologize.
Oh, come on. You marry me. I'll give you American citizenship. All you have to do is watch me masturbate.
I don't care.
Come on, I'll bring you to, you can be my wife and I'll bring you to my country. You'll have American citizenship. It's a great...
Sir, I'm sorry.
Come on. Please. All you have to do is watch me masturbate. I will never try to have sex with you. You just have to watch.
I cannot watch you masturbate and I can't listen to you masturbating on the phone. Thank you so much. I'm going to end this call.
Okay, bye. Oh, I lost Milkman. Shit. When did I lose him? How long was that call? Holy shit. That was a long-ass call. I got lost in that. I cannot watch you masturbate. I cannot hear you masturbate. I cannot listen to you masturbate. Ah, nice. Shit, ball, shit, damn it. All right. moving right along, we got the the last four to make sure. Yes, we got another one last hotel in Brunei. I'm going to do this one real quick. I'll be really stupid. I'm just going to say Brunei is stupid. All right, just to burn it. We got more numbers, though. Don't worry.
I'm calling Sheraton Hotel.
Yeah, hi. This is a stupid country.
Sorry?
It's a stupid country. This is a stupid country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here. It's very stupid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Can you fix that, please?
No.
What do you do, then? What good are you for?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I'm going to hang up.
What good things you do? Aww, stupid things. We're still trying to connect here with old man milkman. Still going through. Hey, there you are. Hello, milkman. Hello, San Francisco. How are you? Open up your pearly gates. Your golden gates. How you doing, milkman?
All right, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you back. Yay. Isn't that great? Hello?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Hello?
Nothing, man. No, go ahead.
You're talking weird. Did I say something to offend you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Are you having a stroke?
No. I'm just being quiet, dude. I mean, every time I, like, make a noise, dude, like, it's like bumming you out. I'm just going to keep it on mute, you know? I got no bandwidth. I keep dropping out.
Oh, don't be like that. Come on. Stop it. Be mean. Don't be upset, man.
I'm not upset. I'm just like, come on, you know. I don't want to fucking bum you out, dude. I'm like, it keeps dropping out, and I can't call you back because you won't answer.
I was on a call. I didn't know, and I called you back as soon as
that's why I don't call back no more, dude.
Well, I called you back. All right. Come on. Look, we got Atau Bakute. What is this? This is in Malaysia. Shit. Who said is Malaysia on our side? Are they cool with America?
They're Islamic, I think.
Yeah, they are. I'm looking at the page and it says, yeah, that they're...
Indonesia's Islamic Jews, I believe.
I believe so.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, honey?
Huh?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? How are you? Hello? Mr. Malaysia, hello. Hotel.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Fuck that place. I ain't gotta talk to them again.
What's that?
He was making fun of me. He's like, oh, he did his eyes really wide with his fingers and went, oh. That's what he said I was doing. Oh. All right. His name is Sonny, and he know to play. And hope to God that he don't find a runaway. That's looking to become a star. You'll have your ass in and out of every car. With every line and rich, sucking every John's dick. Come short. Looking for the next number, going to the chat list. It doesn't want to come up. There it goes. Okay, Dragon Seafood Restaurant in Malaysia. Now this place has to speak English because it's a seafood restaurant. Like, you know, it's all in English instead of saying Google Google.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You sound like shit. Where are you?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, fuck you and your phone.
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
What's the I called and some lady picked up. Who is that?
I'm Wong.
Yeah, the lady I just talked to her. Yeah. Yeah, she said...
Okay, yeah.
She offered me a secret, special secret sauce, she said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like a sexual, yeah. A sexual sauce, she said.
Hello?
Yeah, she offered me a sexual sauce. Sexual sauce, she said.
What for?
Sexual.
Sexual.
Well, like,
where are you calling from?
I'm on the street.
Street?
On the street outside, yeah.
Okay. What do you want?
I want the number 12. You have number 12?
Number 12?
Uh-huh.
Here is the Dragon Seafood Restaurant.
Yeah. All right, can I get general... all right, look, listen. All right, can I get Emperor Chicken? Do you have that?
Hello?
Do you have Emperor Chicken? Chicken, I want chicken. Oh,
you want chicken?
Yeah, chicken.
Yes, we have chicken. And
do you have water?
You want water, yes.
Okay. Well, chicken with water.
You want come here or you want
What?
You want come this the restaurant or
no?
The, or you,
no, I don't want to come. No, I'm not coming to the stupid fucking restaurant. No, bullshit. Come on, chicken. One chicken.
You want one chicken?
Yeah.
And?
Two ducks.
Where are you? You are in Miri or not?
Yes.
You are in Miri, so you want the order, and then you come the tag, and you want come the restaurant?
Yeah, and then I'll put it in the toilet with my ass. I eat it, and I shit in the toilet after to shit it out in the toilet.
Excuse me?
Do you know what is shit? Do you know shit?
So what do you want? Why you say like that?
I want to shit in the toilet after I eat it. I want to take a shit in the toilet and pass it through my body. The chicken, I want to digest it and pass it and shit it. Shit it out. I guess he understood. Look, man, I guess he understood that, huh? Shit.
He doesn't seem too pleased.
No, really, shit, right? Let's try him again. What the hell?
Hello, Dragon Seafood?
Yeah, hi. Hisap Batang?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, Hisap Batang?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I want Hisap Batang.
Reserve.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
You want to make reserve?
Reserve for Hisap Batang, yeah.
Reserve, what time?
When? What time you have for free? What time is free? Open. 1 hour?
Open. Here is a restaurant.
Yeah, I want you to Hisap Batang at the restaurant.
We open 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Listen, suck my dick, okay?
Okay, wrong number.
Hisap Batang, suck my dick. Whatever. They never, whenever I see someone saying, hey, tell them this, it means this and this. Language.
What the hell was that?
He said Batang's supposed to say, suck my dick.
Oh.
Well, she didn't seem to think that. She says, like, he said, I don't know why he said Batang. First of all, how you gonna come on my record and talk? All right. Moving right along, then. We got More numbers on Malaysia. Here we go. This is Madly's Lot. That's all I got. Madly's Lot.
You got a pretty good connection.
Fuck women rappers.
Hello, Madly.
Hey, stupid. How are you?
Hello, Madly.
Hi.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
I want to make an order.
Yeah, you want order?
Yeah, hisap batang.
Sorry?
Hisap batang.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I wanna make order.
How much? What do you want to order?
Hisop batang.
Pardon?
Hisop batang.
I do not know what is that. What is that?
It's to suck the dick, you know, suck pee-pee, suck penis.
Oh. No.
Oh, oh. You know when the man goes, oh, 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 like that?
What's that?
You know when the man goes like this, oh, 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 like that?
Yeah, that's probably his fucking, right?
No, I just want it from the fucking, but the mouth, you know, mouth. I want to use the mouth.
This is a restaurant, bro.
Yeah, but can I get fucking?
What?
Can I get fucking from a sexy girl?
This is a restaurant.
Where can I get fucking then? Close to here.
But this is a restaurant. This is not a, it's not a sex whore parlor, man.
Yeah, but they have those in this country. That's why I came here. They told me that they have them here in this. Huh?
No, this is a restaurant. This is a Malay Muslim restaurant.
Yeah, but here in Malaysia, they have sex house, right? Sex where you go, oh, oh.
Yeah, that one you can go out on the massage parlor and pound.
Okay, where can I go? Tell me where to go.
Why don't you walk around and look?
I did, and I paid for two already, and both times they don't want to touch, you know?
I'm sorry, but you got to look around for that.
But do you know a place? Everywhere. Do you know? Where can I go? Give me a street. Just give me a street. Just give me a street. Come on.
Go to Ming Cafe.
Ming Cafe?
Yeah.
No, that's a place that you're business with or against. Come on, for real. Give me a street. Give me a street.
Yeah, you go there.
And what do
Ming
I say?
Ming Cafe area. Go.
Ming Cafe? Okay.
Have to work at that.
And then they over the
area there.
And they have massage there?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay, and then I can go, oh, 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 yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh. I'm doing it now.
You're doing your mouth too.
I'm doing it now. Oh, oh.
Doing it now.
What, he said he's going to do it in your mouth too?
Yeah. He said I could do it in my mouth, I guess he said.
Oh, what the fuck?
In my mouth?
He was pretty good. There was a scuffle. This turned into a riot and it spread through Central Harbor. Negroes threw bottles at the police.
Orders to disperse were ignored and huge crowds swarmed. Call him back. Right now he's planning a slum fire that'll kill him. Yeah, hi. Do you like?
Yeah, bye.
Do you like sex?
Like?
Yeah, bye. Yeah. He doesn't like sex, my man. He's Muslim. He said it's a Muslim restaurant, Malay Muslim restaurant. I don't know. The name of the place was Lot, right? Madly's Lot. What am I supposed to think it is? Sexual place. All right, well, let's find out. Let's call Secret Recipe in Palita Commercial Center, which is also a lot. Let's do it, guys.
You hear me now?
Hey, buddy. Of course. I hear you now.
Oh, fuck. I keep dropping out, dude. This is fucking...
Don't get mad at me. When you drop out, if I didn't call you back immediately... As soon as I noticed, I called you right back. I was on a long call. And I forget what it was, but it was kind of funny what I was saying. I got Malaysian lady really mad. What was I saying, guys? The chat room remembers. It was like 10 minutes ago. I don't remember. But I didn't mean to make you mad, Milkman. You know I love you, you know. You're the heart of the show. You're the heart. The heart. I just made a, I made a heart with my hands. I made the Justin Bieber heart.
Dude, it keeps cutting out really bad. I ain't got no bandwidth, dude. It's horrible tonight.
Hello? How are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I need you to fix the...
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, you need to fix the internet.
What?
Fix internet. Go make computer. Make the computer go.
Oh, no.
Yes. You have to make computer go. You have to make computer go for Milkman. He has to make computer go.
No.
Oh, is this a secret recipe?
Yes, there's a bee.
Can I make an order?
Hmm?
I like to make an order.
No.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Make sexy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I want to make an order.
What do you want to order?
One sexual kissing.
What's that?
Sexual kissing. Sexual kissing.
Sexual kissing?
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
Oh, my name is Bill.
Hello.
I'm Bill. Bill Clinton.
Huh?
Bill Clinton, and I want sexual kissing.
Sexual kissing?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
It's not a person. It's a service. For takeaway. One order.
You are the... You wonder, you are the one that the drinking long black coffee before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like me?
No, looking for Anne. Looking for Anne or Oli, I think.
Yeah.
She's all day today.
Oh, because I had sex with her. I already had sex.
Really?
I had sex with her already, yeah. And then I had my ring on. I was wearing a ring.
Are you coming the drinking long black coffee?
Long black coffee, yeah.
Oh, okay, but she's off day today.
But I need to tell you, and you need to take a message because there's a problem. Okay, listen.
Because I don't have a phone number.
But listen to me. I need to tell you what happened, okay? Okay? I tell you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you know what fingering is? Fingering a girl? To put the fingers inside the woman?
I don't think so. Why?
Do you know what it is to put the finger inside a woman? Do you know what I'm talking about?
But this one I cannot say anything because it's a long story.
Can I talk to someone else then that speaks English?
There's somebody here, but because one of the girls that you told me she's all day today.
Okay, fuck you, fuck you. I had a nice story and everything. Fuck you, asshole. Stupid fucking shit. Fuck shit. Asshole fucking.
No, don't have. Only that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. That guy doesn't speak a lick of English himself, for fuck's sake. I don't know.
That's the one you could ask some silly questions.
You got the gist that some American.
You really like it, may ask. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Well, he got the gist that some American tourist over there is getting fucked in the ass. Is fucking.
He said it was a Muslim cafe, right? Is that what he said? A Muslim cafe?
Well, it's a Muslim country, and that was a cafe we just called. Yeah.
First guy said it was a Muslim cafe. I said, order a BLT.
BLT?
Yeah, bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Bake. What else can't they eat? Bacon, pork chops, and ham. Bacon, and
bacon,
ham.
Lettuce, and tomato sandwich, a BLT.
I'm not a big fan of those. You know what I like? A club sandwich, though. You know, where you get the turkey with the bacon.
Well, it's got to have pork in it, at least, dude. If it's a real, you know, Islamic place, man, Muslim place, dude, it should at least have pork in the basic ingredient in the recipe, man. I mean, if not, then they might be Hebrew. I don't know, dude. Fucking nice.
You then, right? Talking more shit than a pigeon. I get it.
Fucking just be fucking stupid.
Yeah, hey, I'm dropping more shit than a pigeon. Hello? Oh, fuck. Oops, sorry. I gotta focus.
We see no lost connection there, dude. Try that again, redial.
Hey! Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I make an order, please?
Okay.
Yeah. Sexual kissing?
Huh?
Sexual kissing.
Abadu.
Abadu?
By Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, do you have sexual kissing by Marvin Gaye? On vinyl?
That's a great Marvin Gaye song, dude. I can't believe they don't know that she hadn't heard that, man. That's a Motown, like, classic.
God damn.
Sexual kissing. Remember?
Yeah. Sexual healing, sexual kissing. Right. Okay. I dig.
Yeah, I was good. Remember? Yeah, that was a great song.
Here's the next restaurant in Malaysia. It's Malaysian night.
You know that Marvin Gaye's mom shot him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, man, he didn't know he was murdered by his own. Yeah, his own.
No, I didn't know that. No, seriously, I didn't know that.
It was really his dad. His own dad shot. Not his dad shot. It was his father.
Okay. So, did Ray Charles release?
Hello, this is Angela.
Hey, how are you doing? I would like to make an order, please.
Hello, this is Jing.
I make order. Making order?
Making order for tonight?
Yeah.
Now?
For now. Now.
How many person?
Two.
Person, huh?
Yeah, and I want to have sexual kissing. Sexual kissing. Do you know what sex is and sexual kissing?
Sorry?
Do you know sex? Do you know sex?
No.
You don't know? You know when the man and the woman have sex and kiss and make a baby?
You want booking, huh? You want booking the table, huh?
Fucking, yeah, fucking. You know,
can you give me your name?
Penis Putong Ha. Penis Putong Ha.
Yeah, my name is Akulo.
Can you come here to the restaurant here?
Restaurant?
Yeah, Sin Sun Jin restaurant here. You are booking the table, huh?
Yeah, shut up. Can you shut up? Can you shut up? Can you shut up? Can you shut up? Alright, whatever. That's one of her. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my, we lost her, dude. What happened, man? I think the connection dropped. Mm.
Oh no.
Hello, oh.
Yeah, hi. Old Town White Coffee Lot.
Yeah?
Yeah? I'd like to make an order. I want to make an order. One coffee.
One coffee?
Yeah. With hot water.
Hot, huh?
Hot coffee.
Okay.
One food.
Yeah. One cup.
Okay. one hot coffee, yeah?
Yeah, okay. And one sexual kissing?
Okay.
Okay, sexual kissing? Whatever, I gotta let that go, alright? I gotta get on something else, man. Yummy, yummy shabu shabu restaurant in Malaysia.
Mmm. Shabu shabu is a shibu shibu. You ever had shabu shabu?
I have shibu shibu.
No, seriously, have you ever had it? Shabu shabu?
Yeah, I want to make
Hello?
I want shabu shabu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make an order. Stupid.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'd like to make an order, please.
Next order? You're calling for Wei?
Excuse me?
Are you calling for Wei?
From Wei, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I call from there, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I call from there, yes, wherever you say, yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
SARS.
What's she? No, it's okay.
SARS. She said, are you calling for somebody? She said, are you calling for somebody? She's transholding.
Are you? I'm calling for somebody.
Hello?
I'd like to make an order.
Yes. What order?
For you food. Can for food.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to make an order.
Regarding?
What for sexual kissing?
Oh, I think you have called the wrong number already.
Yeah, but I want sexual kissing order.
Sorry?
I want one sexual order of kissing. One sexual order of kissing, please.
We don't call this kind of thing, actually, sir.
Do you have woman who kisses the man?
I think you called a number, wrong number already, sir.
No, this is the place that I was calling. I forget whatever it was, but I want to have sexual kissing from you. From man or woman. I don't care if it's man or woman, you know? This is shabu shabu, yummy yummy shabu shabu?
No.
What is this?
This is a computer shop.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I have to call computer shop. Okay, do you have Intel processors?
No.
What do you carry there as far as for computer machine?
Computer machine is only Canon.
You have Canon computer?
No.
No.
Actually, you're calling from Wei, sir?
From Wei, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, I am, motherfucker. Son of a bitch. I guess they know English pretty well there. He had like a British thing. I thought it sounded like someone was putting us on for a second.
They know the curse words. Yeah. You wouldn't do that. I want to find out what sway shit is.
Sway.
I wanted him to say what way is, dude, but they won't tell you.
It's a place, I think. Way.
Hello, Navidia Salon.
I'm sorry. Can you? I need computer. Computer. Fixed computer.
Hello?
Yeah, can you make my computer go?
Sorry?
Can you make my computer go?
Shabu shabu. Shabu shabu.
Order. Shabu shabu.
We want a compact shabu shabu.
Exactly.
Or how about HP shabu shabu?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I like
HP shabu shabu.
I need to make my. I need to make the computer go.
You made your computer go?
Mm-hmm. I am far from...
You are calling from where?
I'm calling from...
Your voice is very bad.
My hotel.
I can't hear.
Shut up. I'm calling from my hotel.
I can't hear.
Shut up, fucker. I'm trying to talk to you. Okay? I'm trying to explain it.
You are a fucker. You are a fucker.
No, you are a fucker.
You don't call me fucker, okay?
Fucker you. Fucking shit. I'm trying to tell
you. Listen, Freddy's fag.
God damn him.
Listen, Chinese fag, tell him, man. It's fucking Chinese faggot.
Jeez. Hello? Please, help. Oh, shit.
just crack the Chinese bag and listen.
Asshole.
Fuck.
God damn. Oh boy. So what do you got going on this week, Milkman? Anything big? Just chilling, doing your normal thing? Milkman?
Work, man. Start working my ass off, dude.
Yep. You gotta get that work in, baby.
Yeah, that's all I do, man. Work.
Get that work machine. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, man, since I got knocked down, man, I've been trying to play catch up, you know, bring it back, man. So I got to keep on doing it, man.
Yeah, I got to bring it back. Bring it back, baby. Bring it back. Word up. All right. Shall we continue with another prank call?
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
What's up?
Remember the guy I told you about? Did you check him out on the YouTube?
I need a computer to go. Hello? Did you give me his phone number? I saw one of his videos, Milkman, the KE6YDO.
Did you check it out on YouTube?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. He's fucking nuts. I got to see one before the show started. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Let's call him.
Yeah?
Let's call him.
Oh man. Okay.
Let's call him, dude.
Where's his phone number? Did you send it to me? Hello? Can you send me the number? You're breaking
this
up.
This is internal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not going to share with anybody, buddy. Give me the number and I'll call it, all right? Yeah, I'm ready. So Milkman knows this guy on, is it Ham Radio? Ham Radio.
You got to look in your Skype shit.
All right, I will. I got him. I'm waiting for you. Just type it up. I got it. Milkman knows this guy through, like I said, what is it? Ham Radio then? Not CB Radio, Ham Radio. Or is it the same thing? Milkman.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, MSD3 Clay, even though. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Am I dropping out?
Yeah, you're dropping out, I guess, because I'm asking you to explain the guy.
White, black, I was raised to be equal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is from Ham Radio. Yeah, been on Ham Radio for years. He really a funny guy. You know, he kind of reminds me of Crazy Fucker, like on speed at about like maybe like only 15% presence. He's like, okay. The guy is just a treasure trove of just like insanity and hilarity, man. I think he deserves a call. I mean, some of the stuff he's done and adventures and his stories alone, I think just one story would enlighten everybody, man. I think he deserves a call.
So you think like a Crazy Fucker kind of guy like we used to have on the show a lot?
Yeah. Actually, him and his brother. Okay, him and his brother are staying together. Okay, they've been through all kinds of shit. And one of the adventures earlier on was about a year and a half ago. They were homeless, and they got in a fight over some food, and the fucking one brother bit the finger off of the other one. They fucking sewed it back on. They're still hanging out. One was in like prison for a while for that shit. Then they come back out and they're hanging on. And like, I guess the fingers kind of like hanging on crooked now. They sewed it back on partly.
Oh my God, like, dude.
I mean, there's all kinds of great stories. Dude.
Fucking drama, bro.
Dude, they showed it on TV. They showed pictures of it. It's true, man. It's really fucking true. I saw the pictures. I was like, motherfucker, he wasn't joking now.
Yeah, so I'm hoping I'm not watching the YouTube feed, but I'm hoping that on YouTube we are enjoying restored quality of video so that you can actually read the chat room when I post it on the YouTube video. And if you're not watching the YouTube video, keep in mind you could watch me while I'm doing this, but there is no music in the background. But you can watch me doing the show and also keep in touch with the chat room. That's over at madhouselive.com is probably the quickest way to get that. And if you are in the YouTube chat room or the YouTube video page, on the channel, be sure to like and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. Alright, enough of the shit.
Yeah, if you were able to see any of the video, this Mono is not wearing pants in any of the videos, you're able to see him. So keep that in mind, and everybody should go to video feed. He's not wearing pants.
Yeah, do it now.
Not that you can see that, but I just wanted you to know it's not wearing
pants. Exactly. Thank you, Mel. Alright, here's the guy. What's his name again? Robert? He said black, he said Jew. And what is it called? Is it your...
Robert, yeah.
Is it your...
YDL. Call him YDL, yeah, Robert.
What do you call it? Your handle? Your nick? What do you call it? K-E whatever. What is he? K-E-6-Y-D-O.
YDO is his call sign. His call is YDO. Yeah, it's his call.
K-E-6-Y-D-O for any hams that may be out there.
Call him YDO. Yeah, YDO. Everybody calls him YDO. And if, you know, you need his name, it's Robert.
Do you have a call sign, Milkman? We live in Bethesda. Do you not want to give it out? Is it private?
Yeah.
Is it private?
I'll never give it here.
Oh, okay.
I'll never give it here. I've had an FCC license for like 30 years almost.
Can you get a vanity call sign? Do you have to pay for it or something? Do you? Is that possible?
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Is that Robert?
Who are you?
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this is KKLAA.
KKL who?
KKKLA. That's my call sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, boy?
Well, just barely hanging in there.
Barely? Why? What's wrong, Bubba?
Huh?
What's wrong, Bubba? What's wrong, Bubba? What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, man. I don't know who you are.
We talk on the radio, on the ham machine, the ham radio machine. You said to give you a call if I was ever down. You said, if you're ever down, man, just give me a call anytime, you said to me.
Yeah. Well, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Were you drunk, maybe? You don't remember? Because we had like a real deep conversation. We masturbated and everything.
Oh, fuck, man. Hey, I'm not your type, man.
No, but
look,
you're
okay,
the...
Look at my dick. Don't look at my dick, but I'm not your type.
But you told me. You said that you normally don't do this, but you just wanted to get...
Oh, shit, dude. I was hoping you could keep him going, dude, because he was, like, so fucking really going on with some shit.
I'll be nice to him now. See.
Jack, customer you have called is
nice
unavailable.
He's got
even doing a story.
He's got magic, Jack, Milkman.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh.
Oh shit, I hung up on him. What the fuck's wrong with me? Hello? Bing bong. We're right at midnight. Time to
customer you have called is unavailable.
Okay, Milkman, we gotta be taking a break here pretty soon, you know what I mean? We gotta be taking a break.
Break machine! Yeah!
When we come back, we got more numbers from Lonesome Loser in Malaysia. I'm sure Dwight might be able to whip up some numbers for us here off the old gumbo stick. I have no idea what I meant or where I was going with that. We also got numbers in Saipan, Milkman. You can do some research, give us a report, Saipan, everything you know about them. And we also have New Zealand in the house. I'm sure we get some UK wankers. Maybe we'll get some American numbers. And when I come back, we might have some guests too. You know, the old crew, the normal Madhouse Extended Committee. We'll be here. Be sure to head over to madhouselive.com and prankcallnation.com. Now's a good opportunity while we're on break. All right, I'll be right back in a few minutes. Thank you. Stand by.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran.
Hey, this is the Homa Hotel.
Peace and love. Just from the
peace and love.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. What was that?
The gentleman. Yes, sir.
This is the Homa Hotel, right?
Yes, it is.
So Homa stands for homosexual? That's why I was calling.
No, gentlemen, listen. Not homosexual.
This is the homosexual hotel.
In no,
Iran.
No.
This is, yeah, this
is the Homa Hotel, not the Homa Hotel, sexual.
This is not
human sexual.
No, I was looking for I went on the computer and I looked for homosexual hotel in Iran, and this came up, Homa Hotel.
No, no, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know we're confused, but you're not going to report me to the Republican Guard, are you?
I give you information that they're not allowed to give you the room.
Okay.
I give you information.
But just myself, by myself. I want to go to my room by myself. That's it.
It's possible.
Okay, we do it then.
It's possible.
Okay. And then will you come to my room?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? You're not interested?
No.
How tall are you?
I afraid you. No.
You're afraid of me? It's okay. They'll be scared. I'm not going to hurt you. I'll do it soft.
Anyway.
No, I'll do it soft, too, like
you
when
can,
I do it to you.
You can get the room. You can get the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Okay.
And nobody can enter to your room.
Okay, so just me, by myself, and you in the room.
It's possible.
In
no,
one.
Not just for yourself. Just yourself, not with me.
Well, how can I? Where's your room?
Because I have boyfriend.
No, you're not married, though. You said.
Yeah, I married to the boy.
To a boy? They do that, and I didn't know they did that in Iran. Really? Okay.
I'm just. Yeah. Mm. And unfortunately, I don't have enough time.
How many?
I don't have time.
Let me ask you this: how many fathers do you have?
How many fathers I have?
Yeah.
I don't have any father.
You don't have a father?
I don't know my father. I don't know my father.
Because your
father. I don't know.
Your mother is a prostitute. Right?
No, your mother is a prostitute.
No, why don't you know who your father is? Maybe your mother is a prostitute. Maybe that's why I like to kiss her.
Anyway, let me cut your line, huh?
No, I do not. You don't do it or there's going to be trouble for you.
I can, but I can't.
But
know,
listen, I have you recorded saying that you have a boyfriend, so I'm going to call the Republican Guard now and play that for them. What was your name?
No.
What's your name?
My name is Hansan Taginagi.
Hansan Taginagi? All right, so I'm going to call. I'm going to tell the Republican Guard that at the homosexual hotel that there's a man that has a boyfriend, and that's you. And they're going to come. They're going to take you. They're going to arrest you. Because it's my duty to...
Don't repeat. It's not the homosexual. This is the Homa Hotel.
The homosexual hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not homosexual. Homa Hotel.
Well, why are you answering the phone then? If it's not the homosexual hotel, why are you answering the phone? I don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This is the homosexual hotel. You're
okay.
Right.
So then it's my duty to report this to the government. That's what they tell me, that I'm supposed to report homosexuals to them immediately. So I'm going to do this.
Let me just tell you a line.
No. I will not let you, no.
No, I do.
No. Did you put me down for one bedroom, one bed, one room, two men yet?
You can come to Home Hotel.
Okay.
You can come.
Okay, I'm going to come. I'm going to come.
Okay, and I'll come to your room. I'll come to your room.
Okay, you're going to kiss me?
You come, okay? You come, I'll come to your room and show I will kiss or you will kiss, okay?
Who's going to kiss first, you or me?
Of course you will kiss.
I will kiss you and then you will kiss me back, or you just want to see what it's like?
The homosexual hotel.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long leg of test out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello? 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 Hello?
you'll excuse me while I kiss this guy real quick. Give me a second. Hello? I said, can you excuse me while I kiss this guy for a second? Hello? Sir?
Hello there, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please. Is this...
You can't, to collect.
Is this Al Bilal?
This is Al Bilal, yes.
Okay, yes, I'm going to come and pick it up in my hand machine.
Pardon?
I'm going to come in my hand machine and pick it up.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Can I have the order, please?
Yes, I'd like...
Starters?
What?
Any starters?
Dude, I'm American. Don't... The starter what? What do you mean? What is that?
That means any starters from the menu.
The only starter I know goes in a car, and I got a rental. I need to order a palau rice, or
just main meal then, yes? English, please.
How is it?
Pilau rice, yes.
You know, I'm American, and I only speak American. And because I know you guys put the U in color... I guess this is pila.
Which main dish would you like to order?
The pila rice.
No, pila, not the rice, but which is the dish you want to order?
What is poopa?
The meal.
Poopa da poopa da ams.
Pardon?
Poopa da ams.
Sorry?
Poopa da ams. Papadam. Yeah, that.
How many? Two in a portion.
Two in an order?
Two in one portion.
But what's No, I want the whole thing, not a portion.
No, what I meant to say, how many papadum would you like to order? If you're ordering one portion, that's when you'll get papadum, two papadums, that's in one portion, with chutneys as well.
But I don't want a portion of it, I want the whole order.
No, you misunderstood me there. You have ordered papadums.
Exactly, papadums for two of us, papadums.
If you want two portions, that's four.
Yeah, but
if you
want
one portion, then it's two papadums.
Okay, a portion is a part.
Two.
But I'm asking, I want the whole thing. I don't just want a portion. I want the whole order for two people.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hi there, what would you like to order?
Yes, I'm ordering pilau rice.
Pilau rice, yeah?
Pilau rice.
Is it the yellow rice?
My first language is American. I'm from America.
Okay.
And not this English stuff. And this one here says P-I-L-A-U. So I know the U...
It's pronounced as pilau.
It's pilau.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Pilau rice, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And I need the papadams?
Papadams, yeah.
And there's two of us. Now, he said a portion. I'm explaining, I want the whole thing, not just a portion of it.
No, the whole thing is one portion, you got two pieces, and the chutney.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I don't want a portion of the order, I want the whole order, you know, I want the whole thing, not just a part of it, not a portion. I want a completion of it.
That is a whole bit.
I want two completions.
Yeah, okay, two completions, yeah.
Okay,
Two of them, yeah?
Two completions.
Papadums.
And the pilau, and the pilau rice.
The papadums, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
what curries would you like?
I'm sorry?
What curries would you like?
I see the chicken curry with extra cockroaches.
Pardon?
With extra cockroaches, please.
Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America. Do you have any palmetto beetles? We call them cockroaches. Sir?
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order
I'll shut your mouth.
Sir, I'm American. Watch your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us. Yes.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box. Add a trap door at the bottom. So when you die,
you open up trap door at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Everybody, hey, hip, we are back. Milkman dropped. Let's call Milkman back, first of all. I'm Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio, here for the second half of our show for the 13th of March, 2015. Thank God we're out of February, because I always have a hard time pronouncing February. February, you know, and it makes me very self-conscious about having to say them words. So thank God I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yes, it is March 15th, 2015. We are live. So we'll get back to the print calls. Winifred Milkman to reconnect, and if anyone wants to join the show, hit me up on Skype right now. We can get that done, get our little conference going. We'll get a lot of complaints on the YouTube whenever that happens. People get mad on YouTube. They're like, man, you don't need so many people, man. Come on, man. And I'm like, whatever, I'm the host. I make a decision, I stick to it. But sometimes it can be too much. You're right, sometimes it is too much. It can be too much. Well, while we wait for these people to come here, these pieces of trash to join me, I will continue my show. I don't need them. And our next call will be... Let's get off of that dick, as far as Malaysia is concerned, and move on to New Zealand, where we'll call an Indian restaurant, Banchod.
Great Indian restaurant, can help.
I'd like to make an order right now. Hello?
Hello, just a moment, please.
Oh, thank you.
What would you like, please?
Do you have papadoms?
Yes, we do.
All right, one order of papadoms, a completion. One completion.
A completion, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just a portion, I like a whole completion.
Okay.
Okay. One banchod?
Sure.
Okay. One sister?
Mm-hmm.
To the sister, I will make chod also. Then I will
you,
like...
You not have a life.
Then I want to put mango chutney on your body? On your private... On your
try yours.
Try mine. Try mine, huh? Pendejo? Pendejo, cabrón, you think I'm afraid? You think I'm scared?
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, I'd like to
help you.
Can I get that order, please?
Yeah, sure.
I want your sister to
phone, kiss. Phone down, cut the.
Huh?
Down, cut the phone.
No down phone. You down, cut the phone, motherfucker. Banchot. Banchot. Oh, come on. All right, I'll stop. Enough of that. Anyone join? Is anyone here? They're still trying to join. We got Baz, Dwight, Neon, and RBCP have been invited. Baz asked to be invited, so that's a good sign. But he did not connect, fucker. Dwight's always on, you know. so he'll probably join. That was great India restaurant, everybody. Yay! Next is Tulsi Contemporary.
Hey, Carlito, you're dropping the stream and all of us, like, really bad.
A lot? Since when?
Yeah, ever since you went on break, the stream keeps dropping.
Imagine that.
And I just got dropped from the comp.
Imagine that. All right, well, give me a second. I can fix that really easily.
Cool.
Good evening, Tulsi Miramar. Hello?
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 Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Yeah, what would you like to have?
One Papadoms.
Hello?
One Papadoms? One Papadoms?
Hello?
One Papadoms? One Papadoms?
Papadom, yeah, I can't hear you, that's why.
Stupid.
Hello?
Yeah, one Papadom, stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. One Benchod?
Sorry?
Benchod?
We don't sell like that.
You don't have sisters or brothers or anything? You don't have any sister or brother?
Hello? Who are you?
I'm a friend. I'm a special friend. I'd like to make an order.
Yeah, what would you like to have?
One sister. And you bring sister in front?
Paul.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
You should break some shit.
Yeah.
Let's go get him, Carlito.
Yeah. It's very nice.
What music?
Hey, Banjod. I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
I'd like to make an order, Banjod.
Sorry?
I'd like to make an order, Banchod.
Who's speaking?
Mohammed.
Yeah, what would like to have?
One Papadom.
One Papadom?
Uh-huh. One sister to fuck.
Sorry?
One sister to fuck.
I can't hear you.
One sister to fuck.
What are you after, brother?
I'm after your sister. I want to fuck. I think that's pretty self-explanation. You're just going to sit there? Come on, man. Get mad. Do something. Do something, you stupid monkey. You monkey animal.
Where are you calling from?
Come on. Do something, monkey animal. Fucking monkey. Stupid monkey. Inferior people. Inferior man. Inferior person. Stupid.
Somebody left their vibrator on.
It's a dirt person.
Dirt person.
Sound the wonk alarm.
I don't have one. If I had one, I'd sound.
I do.
You guys go Indian restaurant. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I need to make an order for pickup.
Yeah, I would like to have.
I need an order of the chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, please. Because potato is my more.
I need that spicy.
One chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, spicy.
Yeah.
And then I need some papadums.
Yeah.
And then garlic naan. I need one of the garlic naan. How many pieces come with that?
It's only one piece.
Is what? No.
Only one piece of naan.
One piece, okay. In the garlic, right?
You want a garlic naan? Yeah.
Yeah, the garlic, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I need some of the... you got some cha-cha chold?
Sorry?
You got cha-cha chold over there? You know where you bring your uncle in front of me and I fuck him?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? I was just trying to make an order there.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I want to make an order. Did he not get it?
Can you hold on for 1 minute, please?
Yeah, you fucking hurry it up.
Hurry it up.
Dick's Enormous Live.
They're sending me to the Royal Service. Making a report.
That's a dope,
you ever heard of that ring?
Dope
before?
Ring. I love it.
Never heard that ringtone.
It's like,
it's kind of like what the lunk alarm is starting to sound like after a few minutes.
Until it dies.
Are you ready? Yes.
Far? Yeah, I'm trying to make the order.
Yes, brother. What do you like to have?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to do it again. Mm. All right. Chicken tikka masala.
Asshole.
Spicy. Yeah. Spicy, yeah. Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking papadums.
Yep.
Yeah. And garlic naan.
Yep.
Yeah. And then some fucking cha-cha chode.
Don't call that again, okay?
You listen, motherfucker.
Keep quiet, okay? Shut up.
You bring your sister and I will fuck her.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
You keep quiet.
Can I take one? I'm calling him back. I'm calling him back. Go ahead, guys.
Shut up.
Yeah, trying to make a order for the food.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a food order.
Yes, you can. Can you tell me your name, please, and phone number?
Yes, I will definitely tell you my name.
That was a real fart.
I have to look up the phone number. Hopefully my compatriots will provide the number for me. Will I give you my name?
Yep.
Would you like my name?
Yep.
Why?
Hello,
okay, here's my name. I'm David.
Okay.
That's
so
it.
What do you want to have?
Yeah, we want one order of the chicken tikka. Do you have chicken korma?
Chicken tikka or chicken korma?
No, chicken korma. Pardon me.
Chicken korma? Yeah.
Yeah, please excuse me. I get nervous when I'm on the phone with the dirt
that's
people.
Fine, that's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay.
You don't have
okay,
nervous.
I won't. You won't harm me in any way, will you?
Sorry?
You won't harm me in any way, will you, when I come to pick up the order?
please.
I'm just being sure. I've got issues. I'm sorry. Okay, let's just continue. Do you have the naan bread?
How many?
Yeah, naan bread. One naan.
You have one naan?
Yeah, and then I'd like, do you have the paneer?
Yes, we have.
Oh, do you have the fresh palak paneer?
Yep.
Yeah, and do you make that paneer fresh in your establishment?
No.
You should. I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring an aluminum bucket in, and then we can have your sister come front, and we'll milk her like a cow, and then we'll make the paneer.
Don't talk on the phone, brother. Don't talk on the phone like that.
What do you mean?
Don't be stupid. Don't be child.
I'm just making a suggestion for a recipe.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
What?
Okay. Don't call on this number again.
Well, I just made the order. I'm hungry.
Damn. I'll call him back again.
Don't you talk, brother.
What you talking?
Thanks for calling Tandoori Hatter Restaurant. Leave a detailed message and phone number.
Relax, guy. Just relax. Slow it down. Slow it down. We have fun with that, huh, guys?
Yes, sir, Captain, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Hungry now.
Yeah, I know you probably, you know, it's been beaten to death, but if you ever get bored and want 24-hour fitnesses, I still have leftover numbers, a lot of them.
Yeah, why not? Fuck, it's been fun.
Let me pull up that set of numbers. I still can't believe with that memo, people are still like, oh, okay.
Good evening, Masala.
Yes, hi. Can I make an order?
Sure, so what would you like?
One water, hot water.
Oh, hot water.
Uh-huh. Add chicken, add ginger, add spicy, add salt, add oil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much is that?
We don't have like the dish on our menu, sir.
You don't have hot water with chicken pieces inside of it?
No, not really. You can just have a look at on our website or menu.
Do you have soup then? Do you have stupid fucking soup then?
No, we don't do that.
You don't have soup? You don't have any korma? No. Korma? Right. Korma?
Yep, korma we got.
That's a soup, you stupid shithead. That's a fucking soup.
Mind your language.
No.
Bye-bye.
No, fuck shit, damn. Mind your language, bye-bye.
Mind your language, boy.
What? Quiet with that clicking over there.
Sorry.
Okay. Shut up!
Good evening, Masala.
Hi. I'm sorry of my language. Hello. I'm sorry my language, okay?
Yep.
I'm sorry my
That's
language.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, are you having soup there?
We don't do soup. Hello.
Yeah. What were you saying? You were BBBB? What?
Me.
Did you say you BB?
Is this a prank call? Is it?
No. It's order. Serious food. Serious order call, sir. Serious. This is a serious thing.
If it's serious, then please go.
Go kiss your mother. Fuck that guy. Penis head. Penis
butt. What is a prank call?
Alright, fuck it. I'm just fucking. Something happened to me. I had a heart. Like a compression thing happened in my heart. It didn't feel good.
You alright?
I'm alright. Moonson Welling, who? Moonson Poon? Awesome. You gotta love Lonesome Loser, right? Monsoon Poon Wellington Restaurant.
monsoon poon.
I didn't have chest pains. It just got a little weirded out. It didn't have anything to do with the show. It was just something that came to my long story. I haven't been sleeping well the last few weeks.
Good evening, Monsoon Poon. Sophie speaking.
Yeah, I want some of that poon.
Sorry?
I want some of that poon.
Okay, come on down.
Yeah, all right. Can I make an order?
Yeah, sure. What would you like?
One sexual kissing. Oh, fuck. I forgot I wasn't messing with whatever, Malaysia or whatever again.
Yeah, I heard that's how that babies are made. Sexual kissing.
Yeah. Mm. If that's what I want to do, let me go up to Malaysia again.
She thinks, you know, one order with extra tongue will hold the saliva.
Oh, man. You know how some girls just use way too much saliva? I wanted to slap this bitch once. You fucking kiss me again like that. Oh, God. Disgusting. Anyway, hey, guys. You guys want to talk to Malaysia? This is the good taste back cut to whatever something. Whatever.
The back cut?
Something like that. It's a good taste. Good old taste in there. Neon, how you doing? You're quiet over there. What's going on? You knitting?
Neon needs to talk to the good taste.
Hi. You're knitting a bib?
I need a bib.
You're knitting a bib? Are you nesting?
Yeah, the announcement will be soon.
Neon's been bringing little pieces of wood inside the house. She doesn't know what. Oh, come on, man. All right, we'll call the next one then. If you want, let's... We'll call the first guy that I called because he was actually kind of cool. He was the one who was trying hard not to laugh and whatnot.
Was that the gay dude?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, there was another one that was a little femme, too. A little more.
Yeah.
I don't think it was... It's one of these.
Thank you for calling. Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, I'd like to make one order for takeaway.
Who are you calling?
Yeah, who are you?
Jiruto Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the hotel? Is this the hotel machine?
Yeah. Sorry?
You said hotel?
Yeah, this is Jiruto Hotel.
Yeah, I'd like to make a booking, please, immediately.
Oh. Okay.
Very important. I'm an American, damn it. Businessman. Got a busy schedule, don't have a lot of time to waste here.
Big business.
So, promptly.
When are you going to stay here?
Yeah, we'll be arriving on, look at my calendar here. April the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be staying through April 31st.
Okay, which room do you want to book?
The best. We require your finest room. Spare no expense.
Huh?
We're very, very wealthy. Very rich. Very rich Americans, me and my crew. So, just your best room. Presidential suite.
We have super executive suite.
What's that?
The most expensive super executive suite.
Yeah, what's that? Oh, whatever. Just give me your best suite and hurry. I require immediate phone booking.
That will be 100 per night.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Sure. You want more? We'll pay more for it. We'll give you extra money.
Are you serious?
We just carry the stuff around in big bags and shopping bags and luggages. Yeah, I will give you a stack of money when we come in. What's your name? I'll put a little ribbon around it with your name on it. Hello.
Are you serious? Hello.
Yes, I'm very serious. So we require the immediate booking. You know what? You're too slow. I'm starting to get irritated. I've got my associates on the line. I've lost my patience.
Yeah.
We're associates?
We're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Dick Lips, we need a room.
Yeah. We want a room. For making babies.
Yeah, baby room. It makes lots of babies. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious babies.
And the king, too. Oh, that's right. You guys don't get mad when we insult your king.
Do you have a king or a president here?
It's kind of...
You know, the king of Thailand will be with us in our party.
Party?
Way to go. Oh.
That's funny. You mentioned the king of Thailand. He freaked out and hung up.
Oh, no, no. The Thais are calling. Hurry.
I put the numbers for the planet in the regular chat here.
Is it by the chat? Okay. I get it.
It's all in code.
Who wants to start it out? Who wants to be the first? Yeah. Anyone? Dwight muted himself, so I guess not him.
How about Neon?
Yeah, Neon. Start off a call for a change, Neon. Come on. Not on your show, you know what I mean? Hello?
What am I doing?
Do a show. Do a show. I mean, do a prank. Do a prank.
Do a show?
Yeah.
You're doing a show.
No, do a prank.
Like what?
A Planet Fitness. Here you go. Yay! Throw you into the fire.
Fitness, this is Yesenia. How may I help you?
Hi, Yesenia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was just wondering, what kind of regulations do you have at Planet Fitness for pregnant women?
Okay. So we don't have, like, regulations specifically for pregnant women. It's pretty much, like, our rules here are pretty, like, simple. Like, since we don't cater to bodybuilding or powerlifting, like, no deadlifting or just grunting or dropping weight or anything like that in general. But when it comes to, like, specifically to pregnant women, we do not have, like, any, like, policies for, like, specifically to them.
Okay, so basically it would be my fault if I was out on the weight floor and someone dropped a barbell on my stomach.
Well, no, we don't allow dropping weights or anything like that. But when it comes to, like, injuries, especially if you're pregnant, like, Planet Fitness is not reliable or anything like that.
Well, they're not reliable for a lot of stuff, but I think that would mean that they're not liable. Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, like we don't, exactly. Like, for liability reasons and insurance policies and stuff like that, like, we don't, we don't have specific restrictions for pregnant women.
Okay, so if my kid flexes in utero, are you guys going to sound the lunk alarm?
If he flexes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he starts grunting or something like that, probably. If he starts intimidating any other members, probably we will.
Wow, you guys have heard that before?
Yes, we have.
You've heard a pregnant lady's baby grunt?
No, we haven't.
Wow.
That's
crazy. I think you guys are lying about the lunk alarm.
We definitely aren't. I mean, if there's a member here that's grunting or dropping weights or deadlifting or anything like that, we do pull the lunk alarm.
Hold on. What does the lunk alarm sound like?
It's really loud. You can always YouTube it, and just YouTube lunk alarm Planet Fitness, and you can hear it right there.
Oh, I don't have a computer. So I'm just wondering before I go in and maybe like have my in utero son flex, I just kind of, could you mind like putting it on over the phone?
Uh-huh. So no, I can't actually let you listen to the lunk alarm, no.
Oh, why not?
Because there's members here and we can't disturb them, so.
Oh, wow. Well, what happens if I die of like a panic attack in the gym because I hear the lunk alarm and it's because you wouldn't help me discover what it sounded like ahead of time?
Well, like I said, you can always come in and we'll show you on the computer. It is pretty loud. So if a really loud noise like that does bother you, I don't recommend coming in just because we do have that option that we can pull it just in case someone else is being intimidating or maybe yourself.
Oh, okay, so would you guys pull the lunk alarm if you guys saw George rubbing his cock?
If we saw who?
George.
Oh, yeah, definitely we would. And we probably just go up to him and ask him to leave.
Oh, no, right, you can't touch him while he's doing it because he'll just spurt all over the place.
We won't touch him. We'll ask him to leave professionally. So if you do you have any other questions regarding Planet Fitness? Nothing like that because we actually – we're professionals here, so anything like that, like we'll either call the cops or we'll just ask them to leave.
Okay. Did you guys get the memo about the lunk alarms?
The memo. So, well, we were here, so I'm pretty sure if there was any memo, we would.
Okay. Do you mind going and grabbing it?
No. I'm actually at the end of my shift right now, so I'm.
Oh, so you're like, fuck it, man. I don't care. Is that what you're?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. I'm really glad that we got this on recording. This is Lindsay Thompson calling from the corporate office of Planet Fitness for customer relations. We're checking on this gym specifically for our workers, our employees' attitudes towards customers and potential sales over the phone. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and need your ID number.
So I actually don't have an ID number or anything like that. So.
Oh, they haven't given you one yet. Okay, great. Well, I'll go ahead and assign you an ID number during this this case and claim that's open for your establishment.
No problem. I'm perfectly fine with not having one. I'll just go ahead and hang up right now because I've been totally not but professional with you. So I'll go ahead and...
Oh, that's fine. You're going to still probably lose your job. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Don't bother reporting in tomorrow.
I will. Don't worry about that.
Okay, well, you'll be stopped at in the parking lot. You're not allowed on the premises. Go ahead and leave now. Go ahead and leave now.
Your baby's going to be grunting and shit.
What the hell? It's like, oh, yeah, I heard that was fun. Whatever. Crested lady. Good call, Neon. That away.
Thank you.
I'm looking for the next one. These last digits match. Does it spell
out
something?
BRB.
All right, Burbs. See ya. 3, 4. Okay, good. All right, I got the next one here. This was on...
Oh, do you have it set for the corporate number?
No. No, Dwight, I don't think you understand.
I don't understand.
You guys hearing everything okay, Baz, Dwight? Because this is a new laptop I'm using for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Pretty good right now.
First time using it, and right off the bat, without even testing it that much, it seems to be working. I am on tinychat.com/prankcallnation for now.
You're calling Planet Fitness, Norwell Valley. It's Brandon. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Eddie. I'm calling from the corporate office, sir.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm all right. I'd really like to go home, to be honest with you. I hate these night shifts. I pulled, on call for the weekend,
Yep.
And it is cold in New Hampshire, let me tell you. How's it down there? It's not pretty warm.
It's pretty warm. Today was a nice day.
Oh, God. I wish. What I would do. Hey, listen, we have a problem with your lunk alarm system. It's not pinging back to our server here. Is it wired up and working?
What is it?
The lunk alarm, your lunk alarm. LUNK?
Oh. I'm not even sure where you find that.
Do you know the alarm on the wall that goes really loud?
Yeah. I know. I don't know if it's wired up, though.
Do you have a light switch for it or a button?
We have a button. Can you hang on 1 second? I got to set up a tanning bed.
All right, honey.
That's bullshit, not wired up.
He doesn't have to set up a tanning bed. You're supposed to do this. Whatever. Let's get some noob fucking customer. I thought he was like, he doesn't even know where the button is or something.
I gotta set up the tanning bed.
Hey, honey.
Okay, boss. Hey. We have a button.
Alright, I'm going to need you, can you go ahead and hit that for 30 seconds? I'll let you know when to let it go. We need to test that out. It's not pinging back here to the computer.
So just hold it in for 30 seconds?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, but I need to watch, I need to see the computer connection to it, because it goes to our marketing department.
Alright, so just hold it for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'll let you know when 30 seconds is up.
All right.
All right, thank you. Do you have a lot of guests there?
There's like 10 people in here.
Are they all right? Are we okay with them?
Yeah, it's all right.
Are they, none of them's giving you a hard time or looking at you, like giving you a stink eye or anything, right?
No, it's not too bad.
Alright, we're at 10 seconds.
Alright.
Alright, we're halfway there, 15 seconds. Do you ever turn this on your own there?
Oh. What's that? We rarely use it.
Yeah? Do you ever have to? Alright, go ahead and turn it off. Turn it off. All right. We'll see if that matches up here. If not, I might have to do it again. But how often do you think? Maybe once a week you turn it on, or?
I just work the nights. I'm not sure how much they use it during the day.
But you yourself, like, how often do you think you've used it?
I rarely use it. Never.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Because we're thinking about getting rid of it altogether. To be honest with you, because there's a big lawsuit. I guess a Muslim woman came into one of the locations and she had her burqa on, her hijab, I guess they call it. And the minute she entered in, they sounded the alarm on her. And when she asked about it, they said because of her quote unquote towel head. So it's been pretty bad. It's been all over Muslim Twitter this weekend. All right, go ahead, and I'm going to need you to set that off again for another 15 seconds. I'm sorry, I'll let you know when it's ready.
Okay, I got a guest right here. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah, sure, buddy. Thanks.
Hi, is that tokens for the chair?
Yeah.
Three or two? Three. I've got to hit the alarm again, so I'll be here to go. What's going on with the alarm? Apparently it's not reading back at their corporate office.
You there?
Yep. I'm here.
I gotta hit it again?
Yeah, we're at 15 seconds. I'll let you know once it's time.
Are you sure? Because everybody's kind of looking around.
No, it'll be... Yeah, I just need to get this done here, sir. And I can... You're my last location of the night, so...
All right. 15 more seconds?
Yes, please. I'll let you know. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
All right, that's 15. Go ahead. That's good. All right.
Good.
That's going to take about a minute to crunch here. Do you have anyone waiting on you now?
No.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you have something? You too. Thanks. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere
I'll
yet.
Do again.
All right. Good. Yeah, all right. So, good. We have a few survey questions here for you while we crunch that data. I have Lisa Thompson. I believe she had some questions for you. Ms. Thompson, is she on the conference here at all, or? No? No, Leah? Lisa, Leah Thompson? I don't know her name. Mr. McClanahan here? Anyone?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm with the marketing department. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Brandon.
How you doing, Brandon? I need to do a quick survey with a one of the customers, one of the members. And for taking their time out of their workout, they're going to get 3 months of free service.
Okay.
And if you just want to go ahead and put someone on, then I'll do a quick 5-minute survey with them, and then I'll give them the 3 months free.
Okay. There's really nobody around right now to do that. They're all kind of working out.
Well, if you want to put me down or put me on hold and just inquire with a few of them, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Can you hang on 1 second?
No problem. Thank you. Dan, you want to do the survey?
She's like, oh, okay. Where'd Neon go?
Yeah. Oh, she's back. She's back now. Oh, she doesn't want to do it. Black card for life. Shit, we got a black card, white card, fucking battle in the IRC. Shit.
Uh-oh.
Neon.
Green card. That's what Neon has.
Yeah, everybody's kind of doing their thing right now. Maybe could you try back later or tomorrow when it's kind of busy?
Yeah, I could try back later. If you give me just a second, I got a flag from I got a flag from Mr. Cross back in the IT department, and he asked me to pass you back. Give me a second. I'm going to beep him back in.
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Cross back here in IT, and we just need another 10-second blast. I'll let you know once that's done. That should wrap it up.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Good?
Almost there. Almost there.
Okay.
Almost there. Hang on. Hang on. Almost there. What happened?
No, we're only at 50%.
Oh, now we got to start from the beginning.
All right. Well, there's just too many people in here right now for that, so...
Maybe we should call back some other fucking time then, right? God damn it.
All right, boss. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Shit. Damn it.
Did you hear the woman in the background yell, "What is that?
What is that? What is that?
It's so loud."
Crazy old lady. I'm sure what it is. Look at this. All right.
Yeah, for that memo, they were pointing it out in the IRC. For that memo going out, we're doing exactly what they said we would do, and they're still doing it.
Yeah, Ted Webb is here.
Oh my God, there's a shit ton of people up in here.
This is nothing. We get more of this sometimes, man. How you doing, Ted Webbo?
Good, good.
Ted,
how are you, Webb? What's doing?
Very good, very good. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Baz.
How's it going?
Uh-oh, Milkman dropped again.
He's been gone for a while.
He's been dropped for a while. I didn't drop his ass. No, that's not true.
Brian went to bed.
He sounded so upset earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. He got a little bummed out there. He said I was bummed out. I'm like, I'm good. I'm sorry. I just don't like having to edit out him toking up during a good prank call. Pissing me off. It's a pain in the ass. Are you sick, Ted, or your balls?
Yeah, I got it.
I was like, Ted sounds older.
But not wiser.
No.
I still can't believe that lady that called the IT hotline last night. Yeah, we had her like us. All fucking like believing everything that was going on, talking about we have to replace the lunk alarm, and then I start talking about the lady at the front desk. I like, tell her she sounds like she has a nice pussy. She's like, what?
That was finally after all that shit. She finally.
That was great.
Yeah, because I was the manager in that, right?
Yeah, we kept going
the
back.
The manager.
Spicy Thai noodle.
Yeah, because she didn't believe me. She wanted my supervisor.
This is in Saipan. Spicy Thai noodle, please. Hello?
Yes?
I'd like to make an order.
Tanya, this is not spicy pie.
Spicy Thai?
No, this is Obama place.
Oh, what do you have there?
No, this is my house.
Oh, do you have a woman for me to have sex with?
No, nothing.
I want to kiss a girl. I want woman to kiss. Kissing woman.
Oh, my God. This is my house, private property. Your wrong number.
You want to kiss me? You want me kissing me?
This is Obama private.
Obama private?
Yes.
Oh.
This is you got the wrong number, sir.
Can I come to your private house and touch your private parts on your body and show you my genitals, my privates, my sexual organs?
What are you talking about, sir? Your wrong number.
Do you know sexual organs?
I don't know, sir.
Do you know sexual parts? Sexual parts? Penis? You know? Do you know penis?
You want to call the police?
Well, no, they can't help
Why
me.
Why you... So, this is the wrong number. This is a private number.
I know, but you're...
This
are
is
you,
the do, house. Do
you, maybe you kiss me, you know? Maybe I go to your private house and we kiss together. Are we kissing?
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I want to kiss a man. Huh? My name is Akulo. Akulo.
What's your number? What's your number?
Akulo. I don't have number in this country. I have cell phone. It doesn't have a number.
Sorry, boss. You got the wrong number, boss.
No, but come on. I found you. This is meant to be. I'll kiss you on your body. I'll kiss you all over, everywhere. Kiss you.
Shut up.
No. Shut up.
That was good.
Oh, man.
He didn't want you kissing him on his body.
He's missing a few teeth. Ted, you want him if he picks back up? You can. It's been a while.
Sure.
I haven't heard you in a while.
Oh, yeah. I wish I wasn't sick. My voice would be better.
Aw. Need some tea. Shut up.
Said this is an Obama house.
He kept saying Obama. Maybe it means something in his language. I don't know.
Puto maricón pendeja cholo.
Pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Chupa la piña la maricón.
Pick up. Hip. Baz, you know anybody from Saipan in your travels?
He said BRB.
Oh, shit. Well, there's no use asking Dwight because he's shut in. Paseo. This is Paseo. They speak Spanish in Saipan?
I don't think so.
No, this place is called Paseo de Marianas. Marianas. Akulo. Alright, let me look up Saipan. Shut up.
Afternoon, Tabigarapan.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, what is your order, sir?
Okay, one chicken.
Is this the oven roasted chicken, chicken and bacon, skin teriyaki, or buffalo chicken?
Buffalo chicken.
Okay, is that a foot long, sir?
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken.
Yeah, I want a foot long. I'm going to put it right up my asshole.
Okay, sir, what is your bread?
I don't know. I like yellow. I have a little bit of yellow fever right now.
Oh, so I'll go with Italian.
Okay, all right.
Hey.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Listen.
And what is your cheese?
There's Italian American blood. There's several people with Italian blood on this phone call, okay?
Okay.
So watch it. You watch it.
Motherfucker, what you are.
Yeah. You want trouble? You want problems?
And your cheese?
My cheese? American, of course.
Yep.
American.
Okay.
Hey, wait, listen, you're in Saipan, right? Are you U.S. territory, a commonwealth or something?
I'm sorry? This is a U.S. protectorate?
Oh, yeah. It is? Oh, hey, what's up, man? How you doing, brother? What's up?
Do you accept Canadian money there?
I guess it's just the same dollars. It's U.S., I guess.
Do you have electricity there?
Yeah.
Do you have water?
That was a trick question.
Yeah, I think we have water also.
Do you have clean water?
Probably in a bottle.
Okay. Do you shit in the toilet, or where do you shit, outside?
In the toilet, probably.
Do you sit down or stand up?
Are you ordering or are you questioning?
Well, because we didn't know. We thought Saipan was a Muslim country near New Zealand.
Oh, actually, it isn't. It's like, I don't know. It's divided or something.
Oh, wow.
Is it in Vietnam?
Is it in Vietnam? That's Saigon.
No, that is it. Can I ask a question from the nice lady? Hello?
Okay, so can I finalize your order?
Yes. Is it a dirty country? Dirty people?
I'm sorry?
Is it dirty peoples? You know, like
have you ever
people?
Met Jane Fonda?
Nope.
Have you ever seen the musical Miss Saipan?
I'm sorry, but I'm here to take your order, sir. But if you're like you're not gonna make it seriously, like I'm gonna have to hang up your
No, we're serious.
Are you gonna if we order something from you, are you gonna put rocks in it like you guys did with McCain's food?
What? McCain had rocks in his food?
Mm-hmm.
This is new. No, recently?
Broke his teeth.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh, the Vietnamese. You're right, you're right.
Yep.
Asshole.
You gonna let us tap on the wall?
Are you gonna? Do you have a secret code about who can leave and what order? Who can?
Do you have pretty people there?
Hello, on the subway. How can I help you?
Hi. Do you have the Full Metal Jacket?
Hello. Yep.
Your ass looks like 200 pounds of chewed bubblegum.
Hang on. Oh, Christ. Wow, that's funny. Who knew, right? That's an American protectorate. It's like Puerto Rico. So it's like, hey, what's up?
That accepts Canadian dollars.
Apparently they do. And yeah, they had a Spanish colonial period. I think they... What's their... Let me see.
España.
España.
Yeah, just like the Philippines did.
Yep, yeah. We got all up in... But someone was telling me, this Filipino cat at the cigar shop once, he was telling me that in the Philippines, they pretty much got conquered by everybody. So that they're...
Pretty much,
they have
yeah.
a lot of people. Yeah, they have
they
a lot of different...
Chinese, people. Japanese.
Yeah.
Dirty knees, look at these.
Oh, yes.
My wife's great aunt was shot by a Japanese sniper when she was a kid. Her great aunt.
Why shoot a kid?
She's like 90.
She should have sucked some dick better than
that. Was it like the movie American Sniper?
No, she was on her way to the store. Mom sent her to the store to get some bread, and sniper was in a tree.
Japs.
No, she's survived. She's still alive today.
Amen to that. I bet you that Jap ain't alive right now. I'm sorry.
No.
All right. Wait.
No, you know what they did when they drove them out of Saipan was they got him cornered and they jumped off the cliff, committed suicide. They call it Bonsai Cliff.
Is that where that story came from? Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember my fourth grade teacher telling me telling us that story and the one about that they used to all have a grenade on them that they only use if they're about to be killed or have to surrender. They would use a grenade on themselves. Oh, that's why we had to nuke them. Yeah, that's what they told us. Remember, matter of fact, and he said, yeah, had we, you know, he had the whole line about, you know, if it wasn't for the, you know, the nuclear bomb being dropped, we would have had to lose a lot of Americans invading and this and that. Yeah.
This all sounds very dramatic with that music you're playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. Man. It sounds like, who's the space
sounds
guy?
Like EVE Online.
Yeah. This is an EVE Online soundtrack. Who's the cat that does the space talk all the time? He's gone and he had the Sirius show and he quit again.
Oh, Art Bell.
Art Bell. He's coming back again. Bell. He's coming back online only, right?
I thought he'd come back.
Yeah.
Came back, but then went away again.
He come back and went away. Now he come back again. Ted, now he come back again.
Hey, yeah. Super Mario
94. Super Mario 94. All right, let's move on. I got to go back to Lonesome.
Here. Yeah, can Art Bell used to have that one guy, JC, that used to call in, and he was like this crazy fanatical Bible thumper, but everybody thought that it was really, and probably was, Phil Henry.
Okay.
Oh yeah. My God, Phil Henry.
Well, Phil Henry used to troll him on his show all the time, like on his own. He used to do whole segments impersonating Art Bell.
Yeah, well, the third rumor is he was trolling Art Bell's show on a regular basis.
Yeah. I have like some breaking news to enter in.
Oh.
Oh, I was just going to let everybody know that the Glory Hole Foundation, the video has now been viewed for 15 days, 10 hours, 54 minutes, and 14 seconds.
Wow. Can you see how long they're staying there?
That's a lot of fucking.
Are there a lot of people that stay like a long time, or are they all short visits?
This is total right now has been 23,590 pop-ups.
Wow.
I bet it was the old lady that died at the computer.
Oh, man.
Well, it's right now, since 4chan got a hold of it, it's at a faster rate than ever before.
Oh, yeah. That's a good joke. Or maybe it was an old man who's like, he had just came to terms with being gay, and then he died. Oh, so he's been dead for like 15 days.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4chan would run with a shock site like that. Very good. Very good on them. Taking advantage of that. Hey, Robert Alcard is in England. He is a UK wanker. Anyone interested? Anybody? All right, great. You get.
I don't deal with wankers. They're dirty people. They don't brush their teeth.
They do, but
I'll do it. It's cool.
Sugar. Yes, go ahead.
What's his name?
Robert Alcard. Alcard.
You tell him, Neon.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Robert, please?
Who is it?
Oh, this is Corinne.
From where?
Oh, he knows me over from the sweet shop.
Over from the sweet shop? Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. He told me to call for fanny nobbing.
I don't think he did.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he did.
Pardon?
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Where did you say you were from?
I'm from the sweet shop, and I met him in the pub.
Oh. Yeah.
I saw him, dear. He had a knob in his mouth. He was gobbing it. Oops.
I heard him pick up, too. That's funny. All right. Maybe he'll pick up this time. Fanny nobbing. I get it. I like that one. Fanny nob.
So hot.
Fanny, that's a funny name. All right, next. Robert Bates.
Robert Bates.
Lives on 21 Jump Street.
There's some good names here.
That's how Lonesome does it, man. Can you speak up? Hello? Can you turn the phone around the other way? Of course. Ted, I have a question for you. The smiling Buddha, the Buddha that sits down and has the big smile, right? Usually with maybe with big ears. That's not the Buddha. That's a different Buddha guy. It's Ted here. Uh-oh. I asked a question.
Ted is the Buddha.
Ted's Buddha. I hear that the fat smiling Buddha is not like the revered Buddha. He's just like some guy who drank a lot and was really happy.
I went to this giant Buddha in Japan. It was really cool. It's huge bronze statue. It was so big you could go inside of it. It was hollow and go up these stairs up to the head and look out through the eyes.
Yeah. Mm. Smells hot in there, right?
That's hot,
man. No, it was pretty cool. It was built, you know, like over, I can't remember when, but like at least like 500 years ago.
Speaking of smoking pot in Japan, I hear that's a very bad idea to even try getting pot in Japan.
I would not advise it.
Because the laws against the, like, marijuana laws in Japan are crazy. And,
oh, really?
prison in Japan is crazy. You're guilty until proven innocent in Japan by default, and they're very racist against foreigners. So they're in the system. Like, they will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, most of the Japanese people are pretty, you know, mellow and tame, but the ones that are bad are really bad.
Yeah.
Like the cops. You went to war with them for a reason, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, like, the Yakuza guys, and then there's, like, these motorcycle gangs.
Like Kill Bill?
It's called the
Kill
Boso, Bill? Bosos.
Like Akira.
Yeah, Kill Bill, that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, don't do that, guys. Don't go to Japan. Just have fun, drink, you know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe drop some acid or something. I don't know. Something else, but...
go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, dude, Japan on acid, like Tokyo, would be fucking nuts. Oh. I don't think I could survive.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, oh!
Then again, the neon lights are actually in Japan, so it's probably better to go to Japan.
No, you gotta go down to the district, the electronics district.
Yeah.
Akihabara.
I want to go to that big ass.
I love the snack bar.
The five story five-four snack bar. Yeah, that's where I want
to
go.
No, we went to the Swanners electronics shop. It was like six stories.
Shit, really? That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I bought a camera there. Then I was pissed because I got back home and I found out that the one I got you could get here for the same price.
Oh, damn.
I thought I was getting something new and, you know, cutting edge.
See, I want to stay in one of those mini pod hotels for a night.
Oh, yeah.
What else do I want to do? I want to go to those sushi
places.
Go to a
love hotel.
The sushi places where the food comes to you on a little platter and then you hit
button
and it's like a game and you can get a prize for eating your food.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, I want to do all that. And the pachinko, I want to do that shit. I want to do so
much. Yeah, that's fun.
I have so much fun in Japan, but I'm way too big. I wouldn't fit in that country anywhere. I wouldn't be able to fit. I wouldn't fit in the bed. I wouldn't fit in the shower. No.
I want to do the naked sushi.
Well, you can do that in California.
Yeah, I guess it was cool
because
I was staying with my brother-in-law, so
it's real
we had room.
all right. Yeah, and I want to do like ramen and all those ramen places down there.
Just one more thing on Japan before you leave the topic. If you want the best ramen, believe it or not, Denny's restaurants in Japan are awesome.
Huh.
You know, the American chain, but they've got a complete Japanese menu, and the food is excellent.
I've seen the stuff in 7-Elevens. There's just off the wall, like,
flavors
of Oreos and shit that you would never believe. Yeah. the fish ice creams and shit like that.
Yeah.
I just want to try this shit, man. Yeah. All right.
George says his cock is too big for Japan.
Yeah. They kick his ass out. Like, no, you break all
you ruin our lady.
You break all our... I have a feeling George would be walking around with a boner 24/7 just out. Like a big pitch tent just going... Man.
Oh, that's funny.
George in Tokyo. Like party boy with a boner.
Rape bus? What?
What? George.
Ken said George would get on one of those rape buses. Japanese rape buses.
They got those. Man, those guys are repressed.
They got the love hotels, too.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, good. Hey, we want to know, can we play Love Hotel inside your house? Hey, move your cell phone. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we play Love Hotel inside your house? There's five of us. There's five of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gutter punks, and we want to maybe crash in your place and make love inside your house.
Yeah, it feels good. You can join.
No, this is Robert Birch. Robert Bitch. And now the Butch. And now the Lock. I'm not even doing that right. And now the Lock. Shut up. That's what I gotta download. Monty Python's Flying Circus. All episodes. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, you know the Pirate Bay is back.
Yeah, I think. Thank the Pirate God. You back yet, Ted Webb? Ted. He usually actually just mutes and just goes away. He has red wine with his wife. Robert Blackie in the UK. Anybody?
That's racist.
I know. Well, there you go.
Mm. Well, I'll take it.
Blackie, Robert Blackie. Blackie.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this the Blackie residence?
Yes.
Yeah, may I speak with Robert, please? Big Bob.
At this time in the morning?
Yeah. I was told to call for Big Bob.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Are you Mrs. Blackie?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Bill Redman. I'm oppressed too, just like you. I know how you feel. Because you're one of them Blackies.
She hung up.
Oh, damn it.
She gone. We lost Dwight. Is he okay? Is he beefing?
I don't think so.
Don't be mad, Dwight. Don't be mad.
A lot of apologies tomorrow, Beef.
Beef. Hello? Are you there? Miss Blackie? Blackie? Okay, whatever. I'm only going to do a few more of these. We've got Bob balking. A few more calls, as it were, because I'm done. Tired. Bob balking.
Aw.
Too bad. You should do an after show.
Nah.
Okay.
So. Just show everybody your tits.
No.
Fuck off!
Excuse me? Hello?
Wow.
What the fuck was that?
He goes, don't
call. Did we call that number before?
No, that was the first time.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Wow.
Well, these are lonesome numbers. He confirms them.
Yeah,
so.
He always confirms them first. So. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Is that Bob balking?
It is.
How are you? How are your bollocks tonight? I'm calling to speak about your testicles and your bollocks and your penis in the bed.
Who the fuck are you?
My name is Robert Blackie. I'm calling for your penis. Can I speak to him?
Look, it's 5:35 in the morning.
All right, don't be an asshole. Listen, just answer the...
You're the asshole.
No.
Fuck off.
No. Don't do this. Come on.
You should call Bob Vance.
Yeah.
Can I call Dr. Yeah. I'll try to smooth things out.
Right.
Fuck off!
Hey, wait. This is Snozwell. I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize.
He wasn't having any of that.
There he is again. Hello. All right, fine.
That was good.
Leave him alone. That was fun. Fuck, I talk about expelling every cubic centimeter of air in your lungs. And in one word. Shit. David Ball and... David Ball. Anybody, David Ball.
I'm going to talk to him before. I did a whole show. Ball's show.
Hello?
Mr. Ball?
Speaking.
Yeah, this is Snozwell here. How are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Royal Ministry of Health, the Division of Testicular Cancer.
Yeah.
And, sir, I'd highly advise you right now to check your testicles for any lumps, bumps, or any other abnormalities.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's high time to check them out.
Do you know what time
it is
in the morning?
That is correct, sir.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not, sir. It's 5:38.
Is it? What are you doing calling now?
Well, because this is of the utmost importance.
It's not
the
that
queen is very
wrong.
Concerned about her, you know, her elderly subjects and their testicles.
She called back. Anyway. Come on, ball.
So the queen cares about your nuts.
Hello.
The queen cares about your nuts, sir.
You will go to hell,
sir.
Oh, come
with
on.
Us.
Come on. David Barber. You see, these guys are really lit, man. Love it. I don't know how he does it. How lonesome he does it, man.
I know.
How come they're ringing regularly instead of the UK ring?
I don't know, man.
Does it for me sometimes.
Hello? Yep.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Is that... Can I speak with David Barber, please? He told me... He told me to call. My name is Stephen. Stephen Bottomley.
About what?
It's about sexual kissing. He wanted me to call about the sexual kissing. Whatever.
Way to God, she hit her mouth so close to that receiver, dude.
God, way to ruin it, though.
Oh, funny. David Bottomley.
Stephen Bottomley. Hey. Madam. All right. Here is Stephen Bottomley in England. Let's see what he's up to.
Bottomley.
That's where I got the name from.
So, yeah, we're tops.
Oh, yeah.
Topoly.
Mrs. Tops.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this the Bottomley residence?
Yes, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning and we've got to get up for work. What's the problem?
Oh, yes, dear. My name is Tina Tops and my husband Richard Tops is here.
Yes, hello, this is Richard. I'm an American expatriate.
What's going on? Why are you ringing at this
My wife will fill you in.
We'd like
she
to...
She knows.
Yes. Yes, Mrs. Bottomley. We would like to levitate your status in the name world and invite you to a fanny festival.
Fanny festival, that sounds like fun. Here, we'll call her back. Bottomley. You did the English accent so well.
Oh, thank you.
Very proper, too. Good diction.
Go away!
Hey!
Mrs. Bottomley, excuse yourself.
Wow.
Keep calling back.
The rule is three.
Yes, we're entitled to
Hello.
Three.
The rule is three. We're entitled to three calls. Ms. Bottomley.
It's our constitutional right.
Ms. Astley.
Ms. Bottomley, would you like to rise to the top? The pop of the top of the pops.
Fanny Bottomley?
Would you like your fanny shoes shined?
There
I was like,
goes.
Is there anybody there?
She hung on for a little bit. I heard a little bit right there. Oh, yeah. That was fun. Turkey, anybody? Anyone want to call a hotel in Turkey? Sure, of course.
It's God.
A, why not? Fuck it.
George says call Americans.
Well, we're going to a whole different place.
George is racist.
Of course he is. He's a Republican. Lifelong Republican.
Hotel?
Yeah, hi. Is this the Turkey Hotel? The hotel?
Yes.
Do you have water?
What?
Do you have water? Water?
No.
I need water to wash. I need to wash myself. Hello?
I don't know.
How do you speak English?
No.
Who speaks English there?
No, no.
Oh, come on, Sharmuta?
Haiwan.
Haiwan, Sharmuta? Haiwan. You, Haiwan. Alright, whatever. Here, we'll call a different one. Maybe they speak English.
Yes.
We need American speakers. Shit, damn it.
Demand it. It's alright.
This is American-based show, guys. We need American-based numbers.
Ask for Chuck Norris or something.
They have to play by the rules.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm on an American. You're on my radio, American radio show. So we're going to speak American. Is this the hotel? Hello? Oh, man. He's like, you know I'm not. Fuck you.
Fuck. Not American show. No.
He's like, fuck you. All right, I'm done. See you Aww. Guys. Bye, Baz. Bye, Neon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Carlito.
That was bye. Fun. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye. But, bye to Dwight. Bye to Milkman. They were all a part of tonight's show. Bye, Ted Webb also. I already said Ted Webb. Good having Ted Webb on. That's Sharmuta. I guess I'll be back on next week. Yay! See you then. Bye.
You are a fucker.